And now, Bobcat Football on KFJB, brought to you by United Bank and Trust, Wells Fargo Advisors, Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, Independent Insurance Services, Lennox Employees Credit Union, Pence Appliance and TV. And now here's Ken Hughey and Ron Genab.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Leonard Cold Field for Game 3 of the season for the Marshalltown Bobcats here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB. Nice to have you along this evening. We are about a half hour away from kickoff as the Bobcats take on the Mohawks of Mason City, two teams who have started the season in opposite directions, as the Bobcats, of course, have started off with a 2-0 mark after wins over Des Moines North and Ottumwa last week. Meanwhile, Mason City has not had much luck on the gridiron so far this season, as they have been shut out in their first two games, the opener versus Fort Dodge, and then last week at Waterloo West. So you've got to watch out for some of these teams. You've got a lot of confidence going in if you're the Bobcats, and then you come up against a team like that, you can't overlook them no matter what the numbers are, no matter what they look like, no matter what the previous stats are. So we're looking forward to a good game tonight. We hope you'll be able to come out and take it in. If not, well, you keep it right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Our pregame continues with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, and that is all coming your way after we do this for you. You're listening to Bobcat Football on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
For automotive care with peace of mind, see McAtee Tire and Service Center. You can rely on their ASC-certified technicians for service that includes complete oil changes, transmission, brakes, air conditioning, suspension, as well as inspections, tune-ups, and most repairs, plus trusted Goodyear tires. You have enough to worry about. Let McAtee Tire and Service Center take care of the service and maintenance of your vehicle. McAtee Tire and Service Center, East Lynn Street in Marshalltown.
Serious freedom. Goodyear.
If you think it's a big deal to refinance your auto loan, then you haven't refinanced with Members First Community Credit Union. We make it easy to bring your auto loan to Members First because we do all the work and we don't charge a single fee. So bring your auto loan to Members First Community Credit Union today and pay less for the vehicle you're already driving. Apply online at membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
Federally insured by the NCUA. All loans offered with approved credit and membership eligibility. See credit union for full details.
From Radio Iowa Sports, this is the Scouting Report, an in-depth look at this week's top prep and college games. Now from our studios in Des Moines, here's your host, Todd Kim.
It's the 66th meeting between Iowa and Iowa State as the Hawkeyes look to make it 4 in a row in the series. Drake visits nationally ranked Montana, and week 3 of the high school season features a tough challenge for the Denison Sledgewick defense. That and more on the Scouting Report.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time.
Now we're getting killed.
Yeah, well, Kyle's not here.
How come?
Kicked off the team. Didn't Tim tell you? Kyle and some other kids got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Come on, it's a first offense, right?
That we know of. But why should that matter? He knew not to drink. I've made it clear to Matt, that's what we expect from him. What have you said to Tim?
Nothing really. You know, a lot of kids try it at this age, so.
Yeah, well, a lot of kids don't try it too. I'm not saying that Matt's gonna be this perfect kid, but if I don't tell him what we expect and why he shouldn't drink, how's he gonna know?
You think kids that age really listen?
They never admit it, Bill, but they hear more than you think.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with kids about underage drinking, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Iowa-Iowa State series will never be confused with Alabama-Auburn, but this year's Cy-Hawk game is drawing more national interest than normal. Much of the reason is the rise of the Cyclones under Matt Campbell. Coming off an 8-5 season, hopes are high for ISU, but game experience could play a major factor in this one. Iowa rolled to a lopsided win over Northern Illinois, while Iowa State's opener against South Dakota State was canceled just moments in. Campbell says it'll be up to the veterans to help offset that disadvantage.
We lost some meaningful reps, and you can sit there and make those as excuses, but nobody cares. And, you know, the reality of it is we have to continue to grow and get better, just like any team does from week to week. But now you got to do it, and you got to do it against yourselves, and you got to continue to do it in practice.
Quarterback Kyle Kemp led the Cyclones to a stunning victory at Oklahoma a year ago in his first start. He says that win should help give the Cyclones some confidence.
It'll be a great environment in Iowa. You know, it's a rival game, so there's a different, you know, aspect of that. You know, just with, you know, Oklahoma, they're in conference for us, but Iowa, it's a much different, you know, atmosphere in that aspect.
Iowa's defense played well in the opener, especially up front, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says that unit will need to be better against the Cyclone run game. David Montgomery rushed for 112 yards in last year's shootout names, and it set up ISU's big plays in the pass game.
He's as good a back as you're going to face anywhere in the country. And starts with my first thing about him. He's tough. He's a tough, competitive guy. Runs extremely hard. And I thought last year when it really counted, that's when he was at his best. He really, you know, really kind of, I don't want to say carried the team, but he sure impacted the game in a really positive way.
Over the last two decades, this series has been even. But in the last decade, it's tilted back to the Hawkeyes. Sophomore Amir Smith-Marset says they want to hold on to the trophy one more year.
Just going out there and knowing that that trophy has a possibility of not staying here for a whole another year, it make you like want to just go out there and say, nah, you can't have it, we're going to keep it. And it just give you that motivation, well, that drive to just keep that trophy here. You always want to be a part of that.
Kickoff in Kinnick Stadium, 4:05. The game will be televised by Fox. Week 2 will also serve as the opener for Drake. The Bulldogs jumped out to a 7-0 lead against William Jewell, but the game was halted early and eventually canceled. Next up, a visit to a 14th-ranked Montana team that's coming off a victory over UNI.
We didn't change things up, but, you know, we lost that game experience. We're going to a team in a tough place to play that has a game experience against a great opponent, and so that makes it tough. That's the reality of it, but we didn't change anything in our practice this week.
That's Drake coach Rick Fox. Upper Iowa will be in bounce-back mode when the Peacocks visit Concordia of St. Paul. They open with a 48-45 loss to Augustana of South Dakota, a game they led 24-0. Morningside faces a tough non-conference challenge as the Mustangs visit Division II Truman State. A year ago in Sioux City, Truman State held the Mustang offense to a season low in yards, but Morningside still managed to claim a hard-fought 35-30 victory.
At times we struggled against them on offense. At times we drove the ball really well, and that'll be a challenge for us going into this game, is for us to become more consistent. And sometimes when in some spots maybe you're physically outmatched, you can make some bad plays that get you behind the sticks a little bit, and we've got to be real careful not to allow that to happen this year.
That's Morningside coach Steve Ryan. Truman State opened the season with a 20-10 loss to Michigan Tech. And the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi River is renewed tomorrow night when Cornell hosts Coe. Up next, high school football on the Scouting Report.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock, not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for social change, a whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
It's likely been a difficult week of preparation for the Denison Schleswig defense. The Monarchs must try to contain a Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson offense that's coming off a record-setting performance and a victory over Sioux City North. J.J. Johnson has a preview.
The Denison Schleswig Monarchs are coming off a great win, getting themselves to 1-1 on the season, but have to find a way to stop a tough offense in Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, who put up 99 points. Here's Denison Schleswig head coach Chad Van Cline.
Yeah, that's an incredible challenge. You know, 99 points in game. TJ was a model of efficiency last game. They ran for over 700 yards, so definitely challenges in front of us for our defense. You know, we got to be very disciplined, but we still got to fly around. And, you know, for us, we're coming off a big win over Council Bluffs AL, so we feel like we did some things pretty good from week 1 to week 2. made a lot of good strides. We got to look to keep that going and really just try to contain my good Council Bluffs TJ team.
Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson coach Brent Anderson talked about scoring 99.
Well, I guess the first thing to say is we couldn't believe it was happening, you know, by standing there on the sidelines. It's not like we could foresee that was going to happen. You know, we had 57 at the half, which is a lot, but it's not necessarily rare. The rare thing is scoring that many points in the second half. You know, the game just stayed close enough that we never got to a position where we thought we could let up or put subs in. Both teams are just able to keep putting points on the board.
Both teams are looking to keep that momentum going with a win tonight. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, I'm J.J. Johnson from KDSN.
Also in Class 3A tonight, top-ranked Lewis Central is at Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. It's second-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier hosting Davenport Assumption. Third-ranked West Delaware is 2-0 and will be on the road at Mount Vernon. It's fourth-ranked Pella visiting Norwalk. Fifth-ranked Solon plays host to Marion, while sixth-ranked Sioux City Helam is at home against Western Christian. After serving as a longtime assistant coach, Ryan Rezac is in his first season as the head coach at Estherville Lincoln Central, and the Midgets are off to their first 2-0 start in more than a decade. They're on the road tonight at Unity Christian of Orange City.
We talk about that making it a process, and it's not so much what we're doing, you know, looking at right now. It's where we'll be at in the end, and it's a process, and it's you know, each game is another part of that process, and we can't look forward to another game or even another quarter. We go play by play, quarter by quarter, half by half, and we, you know, attack it that way, and we don't look too far ahead, and we just want to stay humble and you know, make sure that we do what we do to take care of what we need to take care of.
Also in 2A, top-ranked Boyden Hall Rock Valley hosts 1A, number 7 West Lyon. Justin Helliger reports.
Last Friday, Boyden Hall posted a win over Western Christian. West Lyon is coming off of a home win against formerly ranked Sioux Center. Nighthawks head coach Corey Brandt talks about this week's challenge and the need to be prepared for the Wildcats.
It's a great challenge to our kids. We've got it presented in front of them, and we know that we need to prepare well for a really good team.
The running backs and linemen get special attention in the game plan.
Their running backs, I think, are very good, and what else stands out to me is the size of their line. They have sophomores and juniors that are just towering and huge, and we don't see kids like that around here very often, but they got a lot of big kids.
West Lyon head coach Jay Rosenbaum sees the Nighthawks as a complete team.
They return, you know, most of their team from last year, and, you know, they were a very, very good football team last year. Their athletes have all gotten a little bigger, faster, and stronger. They're very well coached. They're very deep. So, you know, they're number one for a reason, because they've earned that right, and, you know, they're playing like it too. So it's a big game for us and a big game for them, and all we can control is what we do, and giving great effort every play and doing what we do.
For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, I'm Justin Hellinga.
Also in Class 2A, second-ranked Union is at home against Charles City. It's number 3 PCM Monroe hosting Roland Story, while 4th-ranked Spirit Lake visits Central Lyon. The rest of Week 3 is next on the Scouting Report.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A top 5 clash highlights tonight's action in 8-man as 4th-rated Turkey Valley visits number 3 Midland of Wyoming. The Turkey Valley offense has averaged 43 points in 2 wins, but Coach Mark Scott says they'll face a difficult challenge against the Midland defense.
I mean, it's going to be a tough game, and we'll have to execute offense, you know, a few spots maybe where we can run the ball and a few holes we can throw it in.
Midland has a potent offense as well, as averaging better than 53 points in a 3-0 start. Also at 8-man tonight, it's top-ranked Don Bosco on the road at Rockford. Number 2, Newell Fonda visits Clay Central Everly. A pair of unbeatens collide as Class A, 5th-ranked Pekin is on the road against Minneapolis. Lee Muntz has a preview.
Minneapolis Bulldogs haven't allowed a point while scoring 96 in wins over Centrally and West Burlington Notre Dame. Senior running back Zach Osborne leads their offense 238 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Coy Messner, the senior quarterback, with 4 touchdown passes. Pekin led by junior running back Dane Eckley, 53 carries, 480 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Senior Zach Hammes, 3 rushing TDs. Their defense with 7 takeaways, including 3 interceptions last week by junior Kenan Wynn. Often overlooked the kicking game, each team with a field goal of 35 yards plus and 20 of 21 on extra point kicks. Pekin coach Bud Blakely expects a challenge.
I'm sure we'll get their best shot. We've always had a lot of respect for Minneapolis. They've had good, solid football tradition over there for years. And Coach Morrison does a really nice job with his kids. They're always well prepared in what I've seen. We don't know a lot about them. It's been a little while since we've played them. They used to be on our schedule pretty regular. Game we both want. With the new system, it's a game we both need. You never know how your district play is going to turn out.
Panthers have beaten Class 2A Mid Prairie and 1A Sigourney Kota so far. It's Pekin at Minneapolis. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report in Fairfield, I'm Lee Muntz.
Also in Class A, top-ranked Hudson plays host to GMG Garwin. Number 2 Algona Garrigan is at Lake Mills. 3rd-ranked IKM Manning plays host to 1A. Number 6 South Central Calhoun. And 4th-ranked Council Bluffs in Albert is on the road to play Logan Magnolia. 4A, West Des Moines Valley moved to the top of the rankings this week. Tigers are at home against number 8 Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Pat Curtis reports.
Last week, Valley beat 5-time defending 4A champs Dowling 20-6. Coach Gary Swenson says the key was limiting penalties and turnovers, and it'll take another mistake-free effort to beat Kennedy.
You know, Dowling had a touchdown called back because of a hold. That type of penalty in a game like last week or a game like we expect this week is really devastating to your chances of winning.
Like Valley, Kennedy is off to a 2-0 start after lopsided wins over Jefferson and Linmar. The Cougars had 2 backs run for over 100 yards in both games. Kennedy coach Brian White.
We're not real flashy in terms of, you know, throwing the ball downfield for 500 yards. We just like to try and line up against you and pound the ball, and I know Valley is the exact same way.
This is the first ever meeting between Valley and Kennedy. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, I'm Pat Curtis.
Also in 4A, it's number 2 Bettendorf visiting Dubuque Hempstead. 3rd-ranked Cedar Falls is at Ankeny. 4th-ranked Dowling Catholic looks to bounce back with a visit to 5th-ranked Johnston. And in Class 1A tonight, it's top-ranked Iowa City Regina hosting number 8 Pella Christian. 2nd-ranked Van Meter is at Madrid. It's 3rd-ranked West Branch hosting Williamsburg, while number 4 Dyke New Hartford is at North Butler. That's all for the scouting report. For Radio Iowa Sports,
automotive care with peace of mind. See McAtee Tire and Service Center. You can rely on their ASC-certified technicians for service that includes complete oil changes, transmission, brakes, air conditioning, suspension, as well as inspections, tune-ups, and most repairs, plus trusted Goodyear tires. You have enough to worry about. Let McAtee Tire and Service Center take care of the service and maintenance of your vehicle. McAtee Tire and Service Center, East Glen Street in Marshalltown.
Serious freedom. Good year.
Hard work, team effort, and determination are some of the things that the Bobcat football team and Five Star Real Estate Group have in common. Hometown pride is another. Help Christian Polly and the Five Star Real Estate team cheer for the Bobcats this football season. Whether you are buying or selling, make Five Star Real Estate Group part of your team. Love where you live, live where you love. Five Star Real Estate Group in Marshalltown. Online at fivestarhometeam.com. Proud to support live play-by-play broadcasts of Bobcat Sports.
Back at Leonard Cole Field, Ken Hughey along with Ron Genap on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We're about 12 minutes away from kickoff tonight. Marshalltown taking on Mason City. We'll check in with Mr. Genap shortly. But first, it's time for our weekly pregame visit with Bobcat head coach Adam Goodman. And what a difference a year makes. Last year at this time, they were 0-2 heading for Mason City. They squeaked out a win at Mason City for their only win of the year. This year, well, it's completely different. They're 2-0 and looking to go 3-0. Here's our conversation with Bobcat head football coach Adam Goodman.
Well, coach,
got the two wins. You've had a week with rain on and rain off again. You getting the preps in that you're needing, all things considered?
I think so. You know, our main focus this week was to stay focused, you know, stay focused and at our task on, and that's a win on another win at home against Mason City.
So what about Mason City? What do you know about them? I can't seem to find a whole lot, and, you know, they have not had two very successful games. I guess that might be a little bit of an understatement, but, you know, you look at the scores, and that's the impression you come away with.
Right. They are 0-2 to start the year, but, you know, it is very early. It's very early, and we can't, you know, we can't base anything off the first two games, really, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to be hungry, and, you know, we clipped them last year right. by a small margin, so I'm sure they're going to come in and play a physical football game and, you know, try to get one from us.
Does last year's game mean anything coming into this year just as far as what they run and what to expect out of them?
Scheme-wise, that's about it. You know, last year was last year, but, you know, scheme-wise, they try to do a lot of similar things. You know, offensively is a little different. They try to run, you know, establish a better running game and do some different things there. But defensively, they're going to do a lot of similar things like they've done in the past few years.
So is that an advantage or a disadvantage for you, do you think, as you're concentrating on the running game this year?
You know, I think it's kind of a little bit of both. You know, they run an odd front, three front, which is we don't see very often, you know, every single week. But, you know, we've ran up against it the last few years. And, you know, I'd like to think we know what to expect and what fronts we're going to see. And hopefully we can be effective running the football.
You know, the first two games are any indication. You know, it might be like, you know, tossing a coin a little bit, trying to figure out which running back's gonna have the big game each night, because you've had a couple different ones in the first two games.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been real fun to watch, and you know, we got a lot of options, I think, you know, at least for the first two games, and hopefully we can, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to continue on with that, and you know, whoever's got the hot hand and keep feeding them, and hopefully our offensive line can continue and block well.
Talk a little bit about the defense, taken to the style of game you've got them playing this year and with the assignments. You know, outside of a couple of catches that, you know, were just miraculous in that North game, that the secondary especially, I think, has had some good coverage. What are your thoughts on
that? Overall, our defense is doing a great job, you know, offensively and, you know, special teams-wise. We haven't put them in great positions to start drives all year long, but you know, for the most part, it is a kind of a bend but don't break last few games. You know, they've started, you know, the other teams started well past, you know, our 50-yard line, our side of the ball, and our defense has done an outstanding job of responding to that.
Let's go back to where we started. Are you concerned at all? Do they seem to have the focus this week? Because, you know, you've had two good games. They've got their confidence up. They look at Mason City, and they wouldn't be looking ahead to the following week, would they?
No, absolutely not. You know, that's something I stress every single day is, you know, last Friday's win was great, but that's exactly what it was. It was last Friday's win, and that doesn't mean anything anymore to us. We got to be focused on this Friday, and, you know, that's what's most important, and that's what matters in our minds right now.
Are we seeing everything that you have in your arsenal right now on offense, or are you still working on some of that and leaving some of it back for maybe later in the district games?
You know what? We've been very fortunate to be successful in a lot of our base plays, and we've been riding those. So I think we've got some other things that we've considered base plays that we haven't had to do a whole lot of. And, you know, we're going to continue to work on those in practice and improve on those. So, you know, whenever we may need to go to those within a game situation, we're ready to go, and hopefully we can run those effectively as well.
Head coach Adam Goodman talking about the game tonight against Mason City and how his team has done so far. And I got to tell you, Ron, Genap, he's a pretty happy coach right now.
Yeah, he's floating on cloud nine, as they say. And so are these fans, Ken. They've just flocked in here ready for the kickoff here. And, you know, when you're 2-0 and there's more excitement in the community, they all come out and they enjoy the Bobcat football. And so far, the young men have been out there and competing on both ends of the field.
The MHS marching band, just prior to the end of our interview, concluded a rendition of the national anthem here at Leonard Colt Field. They are preparing to welcome the Bobcats back to the field. We're awaiting Mason City to come to the field. We've got about 6 minutes to go before kickoff. And we've talked about the fact a little bit this week that, you know, the Bobcats are trying to go 3-0 for the first time, according to the records that I found, since 2012. Now, back in, I guess it's 2011 and 12. It says 2011, so it might have been 11, but that was when Dave Holdeman was the coach. They opened the season with a 52-13 win over Roosevelt, shut out Des Moines North 60-0, and then beat Johnston 35-21 before suffering the first loss of the season to Valley that year. So we'll see if the Bobcats can equal that streak tonight. And they've got a pretty good record against Mason City since 2004. The Bobcats are 11-4 against the Mohawks, and that includes last year's 16-13 thriller at Mason City. So, you know, the numbers right now are on Bobcat's side, but you know what the coaches say about numbers and all of that. It all comes down to what's going on down in the field. Ron and I will be back with the starting lineups, and we'll be ready to kick this game off after we do this. Thank you for being with us on this Friday night. You're listening to Marshalltown Bobcat Basketball on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
The Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce wants you to know that Marshalltown is still doing business. Recovery from the tornado on July 19th advances daily. Businesses that were damaged by the storm are reopening every day. Shopping locally is so important for communities to grow, and it's especially important for Marshalltown right now. Show these Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce member businesses your support. They're ready to serve you.
QPS, Smoke and G's, Times Republican, Wolf Eye Clinic, Women's Care Group, formerly Marshalltown OBGYN.
It's finally done. We're finally ready to show you the finished product. Hi, I'm Lindsay Karsten of The Willows, Marshalltown's new family-owned assisted living and memory care community. On Sunday, we are having our grand opening. Yes, we're done. So please come see our large private apartments, our on-site amenities, and meet our caring and professional team. Come see us Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30 at 2315 Campbell Drive in Marshalltown.
Mack and Leonard, Cole Field, Ken Hughey along with Ron Genep. We are just a few minutes away from kicking this one off tonight as Marshalltown hosts Mason City. Mr. Genep, would you like to do the proceedings and tell us who's starting on offense for Marshalltown tonight?
Certainly. Again, a quarterback, left-handed senior Jacob Smith, will be starting for the Bobcats. Running back Giorgio DiOrio, a fullback Derek Garth, a wing back Jonathan Hernandez, at left tackle, Jordan Anderson. At left guard, Keaton Bacom. And at center, Kyle Grego. The right guard will be Francisco Ordaz. The right tackle will be David Britnell for the Bobcats. And at tight end will be Will Van Buren. And our wide receiver, again tonight, will be Dylan Eiderbrot.
And for Mason City on offense, as we're going to wait to see the results of the coin toss here, Their quarterback is a sophomore, 5'10", 165, Connor Dalen. He will have three running backs in the backfield, K.J. Barkema, a junior, senior Logan Huang, and junior Chris Keller. The wideout, senior Connor LaFrenz and Seth Drummiller. And protecting those folks up line on the offensive line for the Mohawks, J.D. Ward, Ben Pedersen, Clay Koster-Hodak, Troy Monahan, and Neil Gogarty. They have not had much success, the Mohawks have, on offense. It's pretty obvious to see that when they have yet to score this year. Their leading rusher so far on the season has been K.J. Barkema. He's rushed 31 times for 119 yards. And a player who is not on the roster this week, and we're not sure what that is, Jake Kahn, was right behind him. I think he was the starting quarterback last week because he's had more passes attempted than Connor Dalen has. So we'll see how that progresses as the evening goes along. The Bobcats will receive to begin the game. And we've got a pretty good crowd filling in here. It's more of a football fall type night as opposed to last week when we were just hoping that we would not get the end of the thunderstorms last Friday night and it was humid and it was warm. We got a nice breeze here. A lot of folks here with the sweatshirts and some hoodies and blankets, even though, what does it say, my magic temperature thing says? It's 65 degrees, which isn't bad at all, so, and we've got some clearing skies out to the west, and Ron, what do you think? Is this going to be much of a challenge for the Bobcats? What do you think?
Well, before I answer that, I'd just like to throw in, there's a smell of turkey tenders in the air well tonight that I see a lot of the Bobcat fans carrying up into the stands. So I think tonight might be a tough game to start with. If we get momentum on our side, you know, Mason City was 2-7 last season as well, and beating two Waterloos, East and West Waterloo. So, you know, they haven't had a lot of success on the gridiron. So it's going to be a case where if we get momentum, get out on the top of them, they may fall a little bit as far as emotion-wise. And but if we let them hang around, anytime, you know, they say in sports, if you let a team hang around, they can make things happen. So we'll have to see if the Cats are ready to go. And their time was limited in practicing and this week because of the weather, so we'll see how they come out. This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Powley and Five Star, your home team advantage.
And I could attest to what Ron was just saying about the turkey tenders. Second week in a row, I've had a turkey tender from the Booster Club. It is very, very good. We are ready for kickoff as Eddie Lara prepares to kick it off. Hernandez, Dylan Igabrod, deep for the Bobcats. We're glad you're with us here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Fielded at the 8 by the Bobcats, up to the 20, 25, straight up the middle, through the 25, dodged the tackle, 30, 35, brought down at the 35-yard line. And that was a very nice return that time by Carson Deals, I believe it was.
And the lineman trying to make a block there was one of the people that he ran into. So the Bobcats are getting good field position to start this game, and we'll see how they continue to roll on offense.
First down and 10, just underway here at Leonard Cole Field. The ball on the Bobcat 33. Jacob Smith, your quarterback. He has had one touchdown pass, one interception, but he's been fortunate. He just hands the ball off and let the runners do their thing. First handoff of the night goes to DiOrio. DiOrio trying to charge forward, get up to the 40-yard line. He gets a couple of yards out of that. So DiOrio gets the first call on the night.
Excellent blocking on the left side. Their linebackers for the Mohawks just ended up filling well on that right side of their defensive line.
They gave him 3 yards on that rush. It'll be second and 7 from the Bobcat 39. Defensively, 4 rushing and a wide out for the Mohawks on defense. Smith hands it to the first man, and he goes nowhere. I believe that was Derek Garth. They were ready for him, and they nailed him behind the line of scrimmage that time, Ron.
Boy, the defense was excellent for the Mohawks that time. I believe that was, I can't quite tell the number there. But, yeah, that was great defense that time, and they fought the offensive blockers off there. Were able to make the hit a half a yard back.
That was a loss of 2 on that play. So on the first possession, the Bobcats looking on their first series at 3rd and 9 from their own 37. Again, a full backfield behind with Smith. Smith in the shotgun, goes straight back to pass, looking out to the right side, lobs it down for Igabrod. He takes it in, but he was out of bounds. Pass is incomplete. There was no doubt who Smith was going to on that first pass because he had Igabrod in his sights the entire time.
Excellent throw. Jacob got it down the field well, but excellent defense there by the Mohawks.
That'll bring Trey Sen on to do the punting for the Bobcats. We've yet to mention Cabo Pins, who handles the punting as a runner and all that. He got pretty banged up last week. He's got a bad knee. He is not dressed out for tonight's game. Two hopper back to Sen, and it's blocked by the Mohawks back at the 10-12-yard line. It's picked up by Igabrod. He's trying to return it back, but he is down at the 15-yard line, and you can hear the enthusiasm of the Mason City coaches in the box next to us. Turnover. Mohawks in great position. They will take over first and 10 at the Bobcat 15. So that's a wrong turn of events here for the Bobcats, and probably a little bit nervous on Sin's part, his first attempt of the season.
There's that case of the momentum, Ken. Just you worry about that with a team that hasn't scored yet this year.
All right. Dalen is your quarterback. Eddie Lara in the backfield. It's handed to the first man through. He bulls ahead to the 10, They're going to get four or five on that play.
Excellent blocking up front by the Mohawks there. And the Bobcats are bending a little bit here on defense. Need to get some penetration here and get a minus yardage situation for them.
That was Quintero on the run. He gains four. That'll bring up second and ten. Hand it to the first man. He tries to cut through the left side. He is met after a yard or two and rope hogged and tied down by the Bobcats at about the 7-yard line. They'll gain a couple more yards on that, but will bring up a third down.
Excellent blocking up front again, and the Mohawks are fired up getting this good field position to start the ball game.
So they gave him three on the play. Third and two from the 7. Can the Bobcats make a stand? Under center is Dolan. One runner in motion, and he is.
Ooh.
That was a busted play. Dolan turned around, or Dalen rather turned around, looked to hand it off somewhere. The person who was supposed to be there wasn't there. The Bobcats will ride in on him. That's a loss back to the 9-yard line.
Looks like Francisco Ordaz in there with a nice defensive play, and his teammates were right there to finish it off.
So we will see what Mason City wants to do. It is 4th and 3 from the 4. They are going for it. Under center, Connor Dalen, the quarterback for the Mohawks. He starts to fake, rolls out to the right, looking for somebody to throw it to. Tries to loft it into the end zone. Touchdown, Mason City.
Boy, wide open in the end zone that time. A little miscommunication in the defensive backfield for the Bobcats.
I believe that was Connor LaFrenz who caught that pass from 9 yards out. So, Mason City with its first points of the season, and they are up 6-0. Eddie Lara in for the point after for Mason City. High snap, it gets away. Lara tries to pick it up, kicks it instead. It's heading out of bounds, and it's blocked up, and the point after fails. So, time for the Bobcats to answer back. 8:36 to go, first quarter. Mason City out to the first lead of the night, 6-0 over Marshalltown. Back to George Leonard Cole after this, right here on News Talk 1230. KFJ.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Back at Leonard Cold Field on News Talk 1230 KFJB, Ken Hughey along with Ron Genap. Well, it was the second punt of the season the Bobcats had blocked, and this one turned into points for the other team, Ron.
Yes, and this next kickoff here, this kickoff is being brought to you by Five-Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Colley and her Five-Star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football online at FiveStarHomeTeam.com.
So what was that you said right before kickoff about momentum? Right?
Oh, momentum is huge, and a team that has not scored or won, and they end up doing both scoring here early in the first quarter, is huge for Mason City.
Kickoff taken at the 10, and boy, I'll tell you what, I believe that was the Dylan Eichebrod, and he was met at the 20-yard line.
Marcos Cervantes on the hit there that time, and boy, he had him wrapped up in that open field tackle very well that time.
Great tackle by Cervantes. Agabrod got it out to the 20, so that's where Marshalltown will set up. First and 10. 8:32 to go here. Opening quarter, Mason City with a 6-0 lead over Marshalltown. Only the second time, I believe, this season that Marshalltown has been on the downside of the score. Smith in the backfield, hands it off to Garth. Garth pushes up the 20 to the 21. Only got about a yard on that play. So that'll bring up 2nd and 9. Garth's second carry of the night. First time he was corralled in the backfield. That time he got some positive yardage.
And Parker Stricker on the tackle for the Mohawks that time. A very good job of using his hands to get himself free there to make that tackle.
Eichebrod coming wide to the near side. Bobcats going left to right as we look at him. Smith under quarterback. He gives it to DiOrio. He's cutting around, has almost had a lane, got out to the 25-yard line. DiOrio was about a step from getting away from Mason City, but a good ankle tackle there.
Boy, he had, sure had momentum going as soon as he broke that line of scrimmage there. They can get up and go really quickly.
4 yards on the gain for DiOrio. That'll bring up third and five for Marshalltown. First series, they weren't able to produce anything, and an incomplete pass on third and nine.
And you can just see the Mohawks out there, energy-wise, really on top of the world right now.
Smith hands it off. DiOrio trying to stretch it out. Cuts upfield. He is going to be shy of the first down. Barely got back to the line of scrimmage that time.
And again, Connor LaFrenz there on the tackle. He's had three tackles on the season so far, but he wrapped him up well on that play, forcing a punt.
Well, no gain on that play, so that brings up fourth and six. And the Bobcats in punt formation. One man deep at the 44, Mason City. The punt away, but it's shanked off to the right side, coming down just out of bounds near the 45.
You've been listening to Bobcat Football on KFJB, brought to you by United Bank and Trust, Wells Fargo Advisors, Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, Independent Insurance Services, Lennox Employees Credit Union, Pence Appliance and TV.
Card to anyone who texts KIT55 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT55 to 85850. That's KIT55 to 85850.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you here in hour one. Many different ways to do that. At E Radio Sports is our Twitter. You can email the show at info at eradiosports.com and podcast arena.com. We are certainly hitting it hard with our college football coverage, zeroing in on the SEC. And of course, the guys that power us is O'Reilly Auto Parts. So think of them for your car care needs. They're close, convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low price. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. O'Reilly's, better parts, better prices every day. Well, it is hard to believe. Already week two of the college football season. And as I said, we're going to zero in on the SEC and the Missouri Tigers. Fresh off a win against Tennessee Martin last week. Rolled up, I should say, racked up 51 points in its season opener. And I'm so excited to have with us on the program tonight, that is the Missouri Athletics beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Dave Matter, who is with us. Dave is a hybrid. He does a little bit of everything. He is also just released with our good friends from Triumph Books, 100 Things Missouri Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Dave. First time on the show.
Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so let's talk about the Tigers because they certainly are off to an impressive start. Give us your early season takeaways.
Well, you know, you play a team from the FCS and you want to get out of there with a convincing win and no major injuries and just no red flags. And I thought that's what they did last week against Tennessee Martin. Both sides of the ball, I think it was a fairly vanilla game plan and they did their job. You know, the offense was able to score 51 points. I think they scored on 8 of their first 9 possessions. The defense tackled well. They created 1 turnover, very few penalties, only 4 overall. So I think for the most part, that's what, if you're Barry Odom, that's what you want to see out of the first week.
Well, one of the guys you got to love is the new offensive coordinator in Derek Dooley. What did we learn about Coach Dooley's offense and his offensive schemes?
Well, he's not trying to reinvent what was a pretty good Missouri offense under Josh Heupel. So he has thrown in some tweaks for sure. It's a little bit more of a pro-style look after his 5 years with the Dallas Cowboys on their offensive staff. They go at a little bit slower pace. They don't huddle. It's not, you know, they're not turning back the clock too much for offensive football, but not quite at the breakneck pace of the past. They really do emphasize the tight end, which it shouldn't be a big surprise because Missouri's got two really good ones, and Dooley throughout his career has always been associated with pretty good tight end play, or he's been a tight end coach in the past and in the NFL. So I think so far so good for that side of the ball.
And certainly one of the highlights is the quarterback, four touchdowns, 19 for 25 for 289 yards. I mean, Drew Locke doing a great job.
Yeah, he did, and he only played about 2.5 quarters in that game. They were able to take him out in the middle of the third. It was a fairly flawless day for him. He didn't turn the ball over, didn't even come close to throwing an interception, had great protection all day. He only got touched by the defense, I think, once. So that's about all you can ask for in a week one from a guy that they're, you know, Missouri is touting as a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Mm-hmm. How do you think this offense will respond to tougher defenses?
That's going to be the test, because the last 2 years, this offense has led the SEC in yards per game, but the results have been very hit or miss. They would put up huge games against competition that they should be able to beat, and then in the more high-profile games against the Auburns or the LSUs or the Floridas, at times they would struggle to move the ball consistently. So that's kind of been their MO. I think this year with a little bit more balance, with a little bit, you know, maybe a slower pace, try to control the tempo, control the line of scrimmage. I think they're doing a lot of things that would set them up to have more success against those better teams. And they're going to find out right away, because their first three games in the SEC are against Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama. So they'll have a pretty good indication pretty quickly about how good this offense can be.
Absolutely. They've got an intense schedule, as we're talking about, tomorrow against Wyoming, but then on the road at Purdue and Georgia. Hey, we are going one-on-one with Dave Matter. He is the Missouri Athletics beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Of course, you can give him a follow on Twitter, Dave_Matter. Dave, he does a little bit of everything. He has just released and teamed up with our good friends from Triumph Books, 100 Things Missouri Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We are going to talk about this in just a moment, loaded with lots of facts, stats, all kinds of good information on the Missouri Tigers. But talk to me about, Dave, I mean, it's hard to believe what Missouri entered the SEC, what, 6 years ago. And so this is a conference, you know, it's always got stout defense. Where are the Tigers defensively?
Well, you know, Barry Odom is a defensive guy. And he got this job essentially because he was such a good coordinator for the Tigers in 2015 under Gary Pinkel. But they've really struggled on that side of the ball his 2 years running the team. They got better in the second half of last season, but I think going into this year, they really expect to see improvement. They've got a chance because they've got maybe more athletes, better athletes, a lot of young athletes that they're putting in certain positions.
We're back at Leonard Cole. Sorry about that interruption. Mason City gets 10 on their first play out to the 28, and that brings up another first down for Mason City. And they are just running right at the Bobcats, and they are pushing and scrapping, and they've got another run around the right side.
About 9 yards on that one, Ken. They're blocking extremely well. A little success, a little momentum, a little field position, and all of a sudden you got a team that is excited about competing tonight.
That's 10 yards, and another first down to the 38-yard line, and we've got officials timeout. And conversation on the sideline here with head coach Adam Goodman. I think they're looking up at the press box about the clock. So they're trying to get something reset on the scoreboard. It shows 2:19 right now to go. First quarter. Mason City with a 6-0 lead. Now we're going. The clock running, 2:29. Mason City trying to get it right up the middle, and they continue to bowl right up there. They get 2 or 3 yards that time. At least the Bobcats limited the damage that time.
This is not an offensive line that looks like they have not scored a point yet this year.
No, that was Logan Hahn on the carrier, on the carry. He got about... we're going to give him 3 on the play. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. Mohawks wasting no time up at the line of scrimmage. It's a tight one. Hands it off to the first man through, and he's just being bowled through. He gets up across the 45-yard line to the 46.
They have found a running game that's going to work here. A few plays on the interior that they're just muscling themselves down the field here.
That looked like Dalen on the keeper that time.
Looks like, what do we have, a third and two, Ken? Or?
So we've got a third and two after a gain of five. So it's third and two at the 46 of Mason City, and now we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play, and a timeout is called by Marshalltown. Bobcats going to try to regroup. We'll take a break and come back to the football field right after this. Mason City leads 6-0 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
Back at Leonard Cole Field, Marshalltown trailing Mason City 6-0. 1:26 to go in the first quarter. The Bobcats call the timeout as they are facing a third and two from Mason City, as Mason City has the ball on their own 46-yard line. I'll tell you what, I don't know what they did the last 2 weeks, but their running game really seems they are just gathering together and powering through almost like a sieve out there a little bit.
Exactly.
The play caught in the backfield that time. Oh, that was a good play that time. The Bobcats run it. Connor Dalen held on to it, and he lost about 3 yards on the play, and that will bring down a fourth down as they lost about 2 yards on that play.
Looks like Marco Rios on the tackle that time for the Bobcats.
So that will bring Lara out to punt it. They are going to punt it away on fourth and four. Jonathan Hernandez is deep, standing about his own 15-yard line. A little high snap, but Lara gets it down, puts it into the air, kicks it down. Hits the ground inside the 30. Hernandez picks it up at the 15, gets up to the 20, dodges another man, gets up to the 25. He's to the 30, down to the right side, gets out near the 40-yard line. They're trying to strip the ball away from him, but Hernandez holds on for dear life, and he is dragged out of bounds about the 39-yard line. So a good return, and we have a penalty marker on the field, our second one of the night. So we'll see what the referee has to say here, and it's against the Bobcats.
Boy, Hernandez had a couple very nice moves there, Ken. After he picked up that ball, it was on the turf.
24 yards. It's a holding call against Marshalltown on the return. 10 So that will move the ball back from out near the 40-yard line back to the 30-yard line on the 10-yard penalty. So that will bring Marshalltown a first and 10 from their own 30.
Bobcats had an 8-play drive last time. We'll see if they can't get something with a little more momentum and push it down the end zone.
All right. Oh, ball on the ground. Smith tried to turn a little bit, and who's got it?
No.
Mason City recovered it. Smith tried to turn and hand it off, and he didn't quite have the handle on the ball. It went to the field, and Mason City recovered, and they are, again, deep in Bobcat territory at the 26-yard line of Marshalltown, looking to extend their 6-0 lead.
And you can't blame the field conditions because both teams are playing on it, but this field has been through an awful lot with a game, freshman game here last night and all the rain we've had. So the Bobcats are just going to have to work on getting their footing better.
Dalen, the quarterback for Mason City, two players in motion, and that's going to draw a flag as the ball carrier powers up near the 20-yard line. But they had two players in motion that time, a little bit of miscommunication, so that will probably cause a 5-yard penalty for Mason City. We'll wait for the official one. Yep. So that's good. A 5-yard penalty will make it first and 15 from the 32-yard line.
Keaton Bacon comes out to get a quick break in here.
So from the Bobcat 31 is where Mason City will put it in play, first and 15. And now looks like we're going to have a timeout on the field. And I'm not sure why that is. I don't see any indication, but they're taking a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. I see now. It's the end of the first quarter. That's why. The timeout is the end of the first quarter. After one, Mason City leading Marshalltown 6-0. We're coming back with more on Bobcat Football here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated, and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
And on the first play of the second quarter, a counterplay put off by Mason City, and Cale Johnson took it 31 yards into the end zone, and just like that, Mason City is up 12-0 over Marshalltown.
Gosh, there was one very good block at the line of scrimmage, but that misdirection play definitely worked for the Mohawks that time, and he has a lot of speed to be able to get down the field.
I tell you what, Connor Dalen really had a nice fake in there and had a couple Bobcats after him thinking he had the ball in the backfield. Meanwhile, Johnson was going up the middle, and he weaved his way through the Bobcat defense into the end zone from 31 yards out. And they're having to exchange holders now on the place kick thing for some reason. So
I'm not sure if that might have been an equipment thing, but he had to come out for a play.
Cervantes now on to hold the ball for Lara. First point attempt was no good. This time the ball down, the kick is up, and it is good. 11:53 to go before halftime. Marshalltown down 13-0 to Mason City. We're back for more Bobcat football right after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox, and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts, and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
There is nothing more frustrating than when equipment in your home breaks down, except maybe the amount of money it costs for repairs or replacement. Pekin Insurance and your local agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, offer homeowners equipment breakdown coverage as an addition to your homeowner's policy. For just $20 more per year, you'll get extended coverage on your air conditioner, furnace, water heater, garage door opener, and more. Contact your local Pekin Insurance agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, at 641-752-5733 for more details.
Back at Leonard Cold Field, the kickoff fielded by the Bobcats. It's brought up upfield. Great coverage that time again by the Mohawks on the kickoff. Marshalltown goes into business first and 10 at its own 23-yard line, trailing 13-0. And this is a situation the Bobcats have yet to face on this young season, Ron.
Yeah, and, you know, they just need to get themselves together and get on the same page.
All right, first man through. That is Garth. He has a strong push up the middle. Good blocking that time by the Bobcat offensive line. He's going to get about 6 on that play, so that's a good start on first and 10. Let's say 5 on that one for Garth. That'll bring up 2nd and 5 with the ball at the 28-yard line, called the 29-yard line of Marshalltown.
Yeah, that was a good running play there. We got to build a little momentum here by diving the ball in the middle.
Oh, just pass. He's back to pass, going deep. Lost it out to the left side. Wide open, Van Buren. He's at midfield, 45-40. Pushed out of bounds inside the 40-yard line. Will Van Buren wide open out in the left flat.
32-yard gain, I believe. Excellent. Wide open look by Van Buren, and Jacob had another, like you mentioned with Dahlin, he had another fine fake handoff on the interior of the line.
29-yard pass play. First down, Marshalltown, inside Mason City territory at the 38-yard line. First and 10, Smith under center. He gives it to Diorio. Diorio with a cut up the left side, up the middle, up a little bit. Tries to cut back to the middle. Couldn't get away with it. But he crosses the 35 to the 34-yard line and picks up about 4 yards on that play.
Yeah, and that time there was a stalemate at the line of scrimmage, and then the Bobcats sort of lineman sort of had a second surge that time, able to get him a few more yards. So a good play on first down here. Now they have an option to do whatever they want. They want a rollout pass, or they want to smash mouth it again.
Little patience, make sure they do everything right, make sure they get the plays executed. We'll go a long way. Smith hands it off. That is Garth straight up the middle, almost to the first down. I believe that was Garth that time.
Second man through there, and a nice hole for him, and he picked up speed right away.
He's right up to the 28-yard line, and I think they are going to measure for the first down. And that's what they're going to, I think that's what they're going to do. Here comes the chain crew. No, they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah.
So a 6-yard gain by Garth. And it is first and 10 for Marshalltown. Smith hands it off. That's Diorio trying to wind his way through the left side. Gets up near the 25-yard line.
That time we had Parker Stricker again on the tackle. He's been around the ball quite a bit on defense for the Mohawks.
So that a short gain of 2 yards. That'll bring up a 2nd and 8 from the 26. The Bobcats trying to get on the board here in the second quarter, trailing Mason City 13-0. Smith gives it to the second man through, gets a little bit of a surge as he tries to go off the left side of the offensive line. Gets a couple of yards, but it's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 or so for Marshalltown as they mark the ball at the 22-yard line. So, I couldn't tell. Was that Garth or Diorio that time? Did you see, Ron?
I think Diorio was one on that carry. That was kind of a delayed misdirection type play that time.
So here we go. 3rd and 4 on the 22 for Marshalltown. Smith takes it, goes back to the pass, rolls left, out into the flat, complete to Garth inside the 20.
Oh,
dodges the sideline.
He gets
a couple more yards.
I don't
know. He is down to the 15-yard line. Yeah, it kind of looked like he stepped out, but we're not going to complain about that.
No, I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, but I didn't think he had it in the initial catch, but he juked a little bit and was able to pick up a yard and a half there for the first down.
First reception of the night for Garth, worth 6 yards. And a first down for Marshalltown, 1st and 10 at the Mohawk 16, 8:45 to go before halftime. Mason City leading 13-0. Jacob Smith, the quarterback. He hands it off. That's Garth. Straight up the middle. Had one man to beat. Couldn't quite shake away, but he bursts down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 7. And maybe the Bobcats are getting their mojo back here.
And I'll tell you, our lineman on the right side that time definitely blocked there and had a good position, a gap for him to be able to step through. And we're driving the ball right down there, right down to what'll be on the 9-yard line.
9-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 3. Bobcats trying to get that goose egg off the board here with 8 minutes to go before halftime. Smith under center. Hands it off to the first hand. Carson
to the outside. A foul outside. Cut down. Marshalltown.
Excellent job by the line to seal off. And there was nobody to skate home for the Mohawks with their right defensive side of the ball. So another score for the Cats.
All right. That gets the Bobcats on the board. 13-6. With the point after coming up. And I believe Renato Ordaz trying to get the point after. It is blocked. So the point after fails, but Marshalltown is on the board, trailing Mason City 13-6, 7:52 to go in the second quarter. Back to Leonard Cole after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Pence Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm back, a service manager at Pence Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pence guys.
.752 to go before halftime here on News Talk 1230 KFJV. Marshalltown trailing Mason City 13-6.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Ordaz ready to kick it off to Mason City. He approaches, puts his foot into the ball. It's going to be high and short. Comes down at about the 23 to one of the Mason City players. He's tripped up and then buried up at about the 27, 28-yard line. So that's where Mason City will take over as they lead the Bobcats 13-6. Punt was short but high enough that we got good coverage.
Yeah, I think the wind sort of caught that ball and made it just kind of banana up in the air and be able to just drop right down. But good defensive coverage that time, and we'll see how the Bobcats respond after scoring those first 6 points of the evening.
All right, first and 10 on the 28th, their own 28th for Mason City. On the handoff, first man through, powers straight through, and he gets 4 or 5 yards before the Bobcats gang up and push back on him.
Flag on the play here, Ken.
That was Quintero on that, and the penalty is a procedure call against Mason City, so that will erase the advantage. As Quintero had bowled through for about 3 or 4 yards. And referee talking now to the Mason City huddle. And let's see what they're going to do. And, yeah, they're going to take the yardage on this one. Wasn't quite sure what the discussion matter was on that, but that 5-yard penalty will take it back to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, I don't even know why they were talking to the Mohawks there, but.
Clock moving now, 7:41 to go. And the Mohawks, Dalen back to pass, being chased. Out on the left side, flips it out. He's got a man open.
Oh.
It's incomplete. Out on the far side. Looked like he was going for, might have been Logan Wong out of the backfield.
And he just missed him, led him by about 3 feet too much there.
So the incompletion makes it 2nd and 15 for Mason City from their own 23-yard line. Pretty nice crowd again here tonight. The clouds are clearing. It's going to be a nice evening, I think, by the time it's all said and done. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what the final scoreboard looks like to have a definitive answer on that. Connor Dalen, the quarterback, right, strikes right up the middle.
Took three Bobcats to bring him down that time. He's running hard, gets those knees pumping immediately when he hits the line of scrimmage. Looks like we have a third down here and what, nine?
It'll be third and 10 after a five-yard gain that time. I think that was Keller who got the ball that time. So, second and 10. Back to pass goes Dale, and he gets it out into the flat, and his receiver wasn't ready for it. Wasn't quite looking. He had Shiani Simmers in his sight, but Simmers hadn't turned around to see the ball, and the football fell harmlessly to the plate, and now we are going to fourth down. I had the down wrong. My apologies. It is fourth and 10. And so the Bobcat defense looks like it has done this part to hold it to a 13-6 deficit. Lara now back to punt. Hernandez deep for Marshalltown. Lara gets the punt away, kind of a low line drive. It lands on the 45, takes the bounce kind of towards the sideline, and going to come to rest. And the Bobcats will take over first and down on their own 42. 6:42 to go. Second quarter, Mason City 13, Marshalltown 6. We're coming back after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
We like to be in control. Control of our finances is important. United Bank and Trust makes it easy to have instant access to your financial information with mobile banking. Mobile banking from United Bank and Trust lets you check balances and transactions, transfer funds, view account information, and much more. Download the United Bank and Trust app today to take control of your finances. For more information, visit United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown or go to ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
First and 10 from the 42. DiOrio around left end. He has got a path. He is down to 30, 25, out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Make it the 23-yard line for Marshalltown.
Jonathan Hernandez on a great block here on the outside to spring him free. And, you know, ever since we got a little momentum with that touchdown, Ken, our defense picked it up. And now the first play offensively, a lot of good blocking to get us down the field.
25 yards on the carry. First down, Marshalltown in the Mohawk territory at the 23-yard line, trying to pull even, if possible, here with the Mohawks. 6.5 minutes to go before halftime. Smith, DiOrio, fakes it, gets it to Hernandez, coming around on kind of an end around, and that one just did not develop well, and that's going to end up a loss in the backfield of about 4 or 5 yards for Jonathan Hernandez.
Yeah, that definitely didn't have the timing to even get the blocking scheme set up, and by the time he handed the ball off, Jacob handed the ball off, there was a defender right there to get Jonathan and bring him down immediately.
A loss of 3 on the play. That will come up to 2nd and 13. The ball now on the 32-yard line of Mason City. Smith still under quarterback. Mohawk defensive line stacking it, gives it to Garth. Garth tries to get outside at a nice open field tackle out there by Marcos Cervantes. And that's going to end up in another yard or two loss, I do believe. Let's see here. Yeah, they're going to give him a yard loss on that for Derek Garth. He was about half a step of getting away from that, but Cervantes would not let him go. So now it's 3rd and 14 for Marshalltown on the Mason City 27-yard line. I don't know if it's too early to call it a critical play, but we'll see. Shotgun formation. Smith drops straight back, rolls left, looking downfield, still looking, being chased. Lofts it off into the end zone. It's going to go out of bounds. No chance for Hernandez to get that one. So the incomplete pass will bring up 4th down for the Bobcats and 14 to go, and so far this season, there hasn't been any doubt. Coach Adam Goodman has gone for it on 4th down. I'm guessing that will be the case again here.
Yeah, inside the 30-yard line, I would agree with you on that. That particular play, we run a crossing route, with our wide receivers, and that was just great Mohawk defense that time. Jacob could not get rid of the ball earlier. It would have been a pickoff, so he did the best thing there and tossed it out of bounds, and we hope to get a good first down on this play.
But they've got to gain at least 14 yards to get that first down. Fourth and 14 on the 27, out of the shotgun. And we've got a whistle, and let's see, what do we have here? Timeout, Mason City. 4:57 to go before our halftime. Marshalltown faces a fourth and long when we return here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
4:57 to go before halftime. Marshalltown trailing Mason City 13-6, facing a 4th and 14 at the Mason City 27. And I tell you, Ron, I think so far you've got to give some credit to Mason City because they have come out and they have really battled the Bobcats and have basically controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and coming out of the first two games, Marshalltown's carried the ball 82 times for 639 yards. Mason City 100 rushing attempts for 308. So they're doing a great job tonight as far as the Mohawks are concerned.
All right, 4th and 14 at the 27, out of the shotgun. Smith rolling left. Looking for the receiver downfield, being chased. Takes it down the middle towards the sidelines, and it's caught at the 2-yard line. First down, Bobcat. Jonathan Hernandez.
How in the world did Jacob get that there? And then Hernandez making, you know, he's made a few of those this year already where he twists around and ends up catching that ball just before it hits the turf.
Woo. I tell you what, he was almost crawling to get that ball, but he received it. They're going to say it's at the 1-yard line, first and goal for the Bobcats. Great catch, Jonathan Hernandez. Got to give a little credit to Smith, too.
Obviously. Oh, yeah.
First and goal on the 1. Handoff up the middle, DiOrio. Touchdown, Marshalltown.
And no flags are on the ground, so that's an excellent job to answer there after a little adversity for the Bobcats.
So the 1-yard run pulls Marshalltown within 1 at 13-12 with 4:36 to go. That big fourth down play, what can you say about that? I tell you, that was just a great effort that time by both Smith and Hernandez. Eichenbrod will have the hold for Ronaldo Ordaz, and he will try and tie it here. Or is that DiOrio? That might be DiOrio.
Good snap, good hold.
Barely got it up, and it's no good, though. Didn't quite get the foot into it enough, so the point after fails, and Mason City holds on to its lead, 13-12. We're back with the Bobcats. Pick it off after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
You're an empty nester closing in on that retirement property. Chances are your plans didn't include mom moving in, but life happens and you do the right thing. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement means caring for yourself and a loved one, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Well, after trailing 13-0, the Bobcats have clawed back within a single point, 13-12, as they get ready to kick it off to the Mohawks.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Powley and Five Star, your home team advantage.
Ordaz with a line drive, fielded at the 2 by Mason City to the 15. The 20, big hole up the middle of the field to the 25, finally stumbled, brought down at the 35-yard line that time by Ordaz, the kicker. Well, I tell you what, the punt kick returner had a good head of speed there, and that sets up Mason City in pretty good field position at their own 35-yard line and leading 13-12 over Marshalltown with 4:29 to go before halftime. Coming up at halftime, Mr. Genap will have an interview with the girls' cross-country coach for the Marshalltown Bobcats, Stacey O'Hare. First and 10 from the 35. Tight formation in the backfield. And the ball was loose, recovered by Marshalltown. Dalen didn't get it down. He kicked it forward. It ended up in the backfield of Marshalltown, and it was recovered. Covered by a...
They were sure
it looked like Jensen Evans.
Yeah, I think it was Evans.
So just like that, the Bobcats get the ball back on the turnover.
After that unbelievable catch, and then we end up getting the ball back here with 4:24 to go to maybe put a few more points on the board, Ken.
Chance for maybe, and now we've got an official timeout. Mason City calls it. We'll take another break. 4:24 to go. Marshalltown trailing 13-12 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah, of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
Well, a break going the Bobcat way. I'll tell you what, maybe the nice sunrise there. We've got some nice pink and colorful clouds out in the west of the direction the Bobcats are heading towards the end zone there. Let's see if maybe they can get some points and take the lead before halftime. Mason City leads Marshalltown 13-12, 4:24. First play on the last series. The Mohawks coughed it up. Marshalltown has it. And we'll see what the Bobcats can do first and 10 at the Mason City 39. Smith hands it off. That's Carson Beals bowling up the right side up to the 35, 34-yard line. We're going to give you 5 yards on that play. I think that's Beals' first carry of the night. It's good for five. It'll bring up second down.
Yeah, good blocking up front there. And we got a Mohawk down. Looks like we might have someone down on the field.
Yeah, we do.
I think there's a timeout on the field here, Coach.
Yeah. There is a timeout on the field while they attend to the Mohawk. We'll attend to this and come back to Leonard Cole Field on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts and all employees of Marshall County. Click on LenoxECU.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA, an equal housing lender.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Back at Leonard Cole Field, that was KJ Barkema, who was injured. He's on his feet being assisted to the sideline. And so Marshalltown coming up with a second and 5 from the 34-yard line of Mason City as we get ready to resume play. 4:12 to go before halftime. And the Mohawks with a one-point advantage, 13-12 over Marshalltown. Jacob Smith, the senior quarterback under center. Hands it off. He fades back the pass. Going for it. Looking for Igebron down deep. And it falls harmlessly to the ground as both Igebron and the defender, Joseph Quintero, were kind of battling for field position, but the pass just a little bit too long. It was one of those no harm, no foul calls. It'll bring up third and 5 for Marshalltown.
Yeah, pretty good protection that time. Nice fake again by Jacob into the line.
There
was good coverage in the backfield by the Mohawks again. It took a lot of time for that play to develop, and it was able to defend it very well.
Third and five now for Marshalltown. Smith hands it to Garth. Garth spinning his way, 30, up near the 26, trying to get to the 25.
Boy.
First down, Marshalltown.
Boy, that power running right there. He saw a little gap, and he took it.
And I'll tell you what, he did not want to go down easy either, because he was spun around a couple of times and hit. He kept struggling, got down to the 26, a gain of 8, and that makes it a first and 10 for Marshalltown, a big third down conversion for the Bobcats.
Yeah, and you got to credit the linemen, too. They're making enough of a block to be able to spring people loose again.
Eichenbrod out wide right in an I formation. Smith gives it to DiOrio, picking his way, trying to get a right side. Gets around the corner, 15, 10, to the 5. Is he in? No. Just shy of the goal line.
Giorgio
DiOrio. Looks like it's going to be a 25-yard run down to the 1-yard line for Giorgio DiOrio. I tell you what, he really picked his spots. He's got great vision out there.
And then when he turns it on, boy, there's no defender that's catching him.
First and goal from the 1 for Marshalltown, trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. 3:25, the clock moving, going towards halftime.
Huge play for the Cats right there.
Smith has them lined up, takes the snap, hands it off, into the end zone, touchdown, Marshalltown. Derek Garth gets the final yard this time, and Marshalltown has the lead for the first time tonight, 18-13.
With 3:12 to go here in the second quarter, Bobcats now lining up for the extra point and doing something crazy looking out there.
They're going to go for 2 on this one. It's patched to Eichenbrod. He tries to pass it into the end zone, and it is good. But we have a flag on the field on the near sideline.
That was a great-looking play, Ken.
And it's procedure against the Bobcats, so it is all or not. And Adam Goodman's going, what do they do? So he's getting an explanation from the side judge.
And Jacob had an option there to be able to pitch it. I think it was Jacob.
It was Eichenbrod.
Oh, it was Eichenbrod.
It was Eichenbrod.
He could have pitched that ball, or he could have thrown the ball, and he threw it.
And I think Hernandez was the one who came down with it in the corner of the end zone, but the procedure penalty moves the ball back to the 8-yard line, and so they're going to try it again.
And the linemen are all lined up clear on the left side of the field, folks.
See, they did this last week against Ottumwa a couple of times.
Yes.
It's pitched back to Eichenbrod. He's looking. He's looking now. He's going to take off. He's running for his life.
Oh.
He goes around to the 10. At the 5, is he going to get in? No.
Right
just
there.
Shy. Great effort by Eichenbrod, but he fell about 6 inches short of getting in.
If that was 6 inches, it might have been 4 inches there, Ken. I tell you, that was great effort, though.
So 3:12 to go before halftime. Marshalltown with its first lead of the game, 18-13. Back with the Bobcat kickoff on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Buying insurance is confusing, and making the appropriate choices can be overwhelming. With Chase Insurance in Marshalltown, your local Pekin Insurance agency, you'll find professionals who are highly qualified to assist you in finding the right insurance coverages for your individual needs and budget. Whether you need life, health, auto, home, or business insurance, call the knowledgeable experts at Chase Insurance at 641-752-5733. Pekin Insurance Agency, for the security and peace of mind that you deserve. Going beyond the expected for you.
3 minutes, 12 seconds to go before halftime. Marshalltown kicking it off with an 18-13 lead over Mason City.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her Five Star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football. Online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Renato Ordaz ready to kick it off to the Mohawks. Mohawks are deep. Kick is high. It's going deep. It's fielded at the 2 by Mason City. 15, 20,
upfield to the 25. He's spotted the ball away, and it looks like Marshalltown has recovered. They have. I don't know who put the stick in that time. But a big stick, and that ball came popping out, and a Bobcat was right there on it, and Marshalltown has the ball on the Mason City 23-yard line.
I got to believe Carson Williams either covered that up or made the hit, one or the other, but he was right there, and that was a tremendous high school hit in a football game. Let me tell you that, folks. 3:06 to be able for the Bobcats to put another few points on the board here. We'll see what they can do.
First and 10, Marshalltown coming up to the line at the 23-yard line, leading 18-13 now over Mason City. Smith, the snap, gives it to the first man. That's Garth. He's not going to get very much as he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Great surge that time by that defensive line of Mason City. That was Harrison Nagel who put the first hit on Derek Garth, and he lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, and the Bobcats are regrouping here now.
Matter of fact, they said it was a loss of two, making it second and 12 from the 25. Seems like the Bobcats seem to be doing better on offense tonight after they have a play where they lose some yardage. Is that my imagination?
I know. I think you're right.
Coming around. Hand off to Eigebrod. Eigebrod up to the 30, struggling his way. Spinning, stays on his feet inside the 15-yard line. I tell you, Eigebrod wasn't going to be denied that time.
No, I think that was Jonathan Hernandez. Yeah, I think Eigebrod came out for a breather that play.
Okay. Well, it looked like he came around from the wide receiver, so we will give that to Hernandez. Nice play that time by Hernandez. That got 10 of those 12 yards back. And it makes it third and two from the 15-yard line. Eigebrod is wide right. Hernandez flanked out to the left. Smith gives it to Garth. Garth juking around inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. First down, Marshalltown.
Boy, Chris Keller there for the Mohawks made the hit on that. He still ended up getting three more yards after that contact. So good running, good power running. 1:38 to be able for the Bobcats to push another one across the goal line here.
And the clock is moving. It's first and 10 from the 10. Looks like they're calling it first and goal. Smith takes it rolling right. Looking to pass, gets it down the middle, and zone touchdown, Jonathan Hernandez.
Plenty of time for Jacob. Even though he rolled to his right, he was able to set his feet, and find the open man in the end zone for the score. Another Bobcat score, pushed it down the field, and end up at 24-13 at this particular point with the extra point coming.
Very well executed that time. Standard formation for the point after, as Ordaz is on to try and extend the lead to 25-13. Snap back to Eigebrod. The place, the kick is up, and it's over.
I didn't know about that one.
Snuck through. 1:18 to go before halftime. Marshalltown now with a 25-13 lead over Mason City. Back for the rest of the second quarter after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Pence Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Pence Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pence guys.
1:18 to go before halftime. Marshalltown has just gone up 25-13.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Ordaz boots it down the middle, fielded at the 8-yard line to the 15-20, up to the 25, up the middle. Great seam. He's got the outside, two men to beat.
heading towards the sidelines, 40, 35, out of bounds. Great run back by Eric Lensing of Mason City, and gives a chance for Mason City to get some points before the end of the first quarter. He brought that ball from the eight, and let's see where they're going to place it. I think it's going to be all the way down to the 36-yard line.
And he is only a sophomore. There's great potential out of that young man.
So I figure that's about a 58-yard kick return that time. First and 10 on the Marshalltown 34 for Mason City. They've got a minute 7 to do something with it. Counter play going up the middle. And that is, the flag goes out on the play. That is Lansing, who just returned the kickoff, getting about 5 or 6. But let's hold the phone while we have a flag here. And the Bobcats are clapping, so we'll see if they have it reviewed correctly. Holding. And it is a penalty. Holding against Mason City erases that nice game from Lensing and gives the Bobcats a little bit more breathing room as they try to hold the point total for Mason City down to 13 here in the first half.
First and 15 here.
Actually, it looks like it was a 10-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
So it is second and 16 from the spot of the foul. Dalen back to pass. It's just out, incomplete, just out of the reach that time of Chris Keller. Connor Dalen had plenty of time. He was starting to feel a little bit of pressure, but still just couldn't quite get the pass out to Keller. It'll bring up second and 16, 50 seconds to go before halftime.
Defensive line doing a good job here, getting some penetration in, and we're able to disrupt that pass a little bit, just enough to make him throw it a little wide.
Pitch back into the backfield, tries to bring it up. It was a deep pitch, and it did not go very far. That was Jamin Zimmerman on the carry for Mason City. He got the deep pitch, and I don't know if he gained any yardage on that or not.
Yeah,
looks like he may have lost a couple of yards.
And four Bobcats were right there to corral him in no time at all.
So we will call that a loss of 2. And it'll bring up third and 18, 16 seconds left to go before halftime. The clock going down, the play clock going down, and it looks like Mason City is going to let the clock expire. And now they call a timeout. I'm not sure what's up with that. 3.2 seconds to go. It's third and 18, and I'm just not quite sure what that is all about.
That was a strange set of circumstances there to end this half, unless they...
I guess they just wanted to take one shot at the end zone.
Maybe.
3.2 seconds to go. We're going to keep it here before we head to halftime. 25-13, Marshalltown on top. Again, our halftime guest speaking with Ron Genap tonight will be Stacy O'Hare, the girls' cross-country coach for the Marshalltown Bobcats. Boy, they had a lot of teams at that Bobcat Invitational yesterday because most of the other cross-country events around the area were postponed because of soggy grounds, and I guess they had teams coming from all over going, you got room, you got room?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that kept Raleigh Ackerman.
Raleigh's phone was burning in his pocket there. But, yeah, I guess it was just unbelievable how many ranked teams they had here competing as well.
I think between the girls and the boys, they had almost 50 teams here.
Damn.
Out at Marshalltown Community College. All right, 3.2 seconds. We're ready to go. And let's see what Mason City tries to pull out of the old rabbit hat. Dalen fakes, looking, tries to get it off, and he's going nowhere. He went right into the arms that time of Derek Garth. Garth brought him down behind the line of the scrimmage, and that is your first half from Leonard Cole Field tonight. The Marshalltown Bobcats lead at the intermission, 25-13. We'll come back with halftime after this. Thanks for being with us tonight here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
Back at halftime at Leonard Cole Field, the Marshalltown Bobcats with a rally and a come from behind. Mason City scored the first 13 points of the game. Marshalltown has answered back with 25 and leads by a dozen here at the half, 25-13. The MHS marching band making its way onto the field for its halftime performance. And that was a rather interesting first half, wouldn't you say, Ron Gina?
Very interesting. And, you know, you have to give tip your hat to Mason City because they come in here 0-2 and hadn't scored a touchdown yet. And they came out and played very good inspired ball, I thought, to begin the ball game. And the Bobcats were kind of caught back on their heels. And all of a sudden then, you know, they had a fumble here and ended up getting some momentum and a little bit of confidence coming then for the Bobcats.
And, you know, it took Marshalltown a little bit to recover, but it was almost, and I will admit, unofficially I lost track of the turnovers. But the first half certainly hinged on the turnovers for both teams.
Absolutely. And then, of course, that unbelievable pass and catch there by Jacob to Jonathan Hernandez was just, a heck of a play there. But, the Mohawks continued to battle, but, you know, and they had a couple long runs on their kickoff returns as well to do a good job there. But the Bobcats didn't bend. They bent a little bit, but they didn't break on defense.
And I'll tell you what, Mason City has shown some sparks of getting – its proverbial act together, if you will. I mean, not seen the two games, but they get shut out by both Fort Dodge and Waterloo West, and they come in here, and then they were ready to stand right up to the Bobcats. So, you know, we've got to give them credit where credit is due.
Absolutely, and they have several players going both ways here, too. And, you know, that takes a lot out of a kid that's, 280 pounds or so to be able to have to go both ways. But they're handling extremely well tonight. Bobcats have just got a couple breaks, and they've capitalized on those breaks.
All right, we are at halftime. Marshalltown leading Mason City 25-13. Give you a little bit of sound of the MHS marching band here at halftime. We'll take a break, and then Ron Genap will be back to talk with Stacey O'Hare, the girls' head cross-country coach at Marshalltown. You're listening to Marshalltown Bobcat Football here on News Talk 1230 KFJV.
You planned and saved for your child to go to college, but medical school after graduation was a surprise. A happy, expensive surprise. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When opportunities surprise you, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, tonight we have Coach Stacey O'Hare, the head girls coach for cross-country team at MHS. Thanks for joining us, Coach, and filling in the fans on what's been happening so far this season. First of all, I wondered, did you have a successful start, and did you get the kids out that you wanted out that would return from last season?
Yeah, for the most part, we had all of our returners come back, so that's pleasing to me. We only have 3 freshmen out. We'd like to have seen more kids, as far as freshmen, and we only have like 3 seniors, so our numbers are still a little bit low. They're at 19. But the kids are here and they're working hard.
Excellent. And do you have a pretty good number at the eighth grade level?
I'm not real sure how many kids are at the eighth grade level. We're gonna see them for the first time on Thursday, hopefully, out at our place. They'll be out there running.
Great. And I see you have a freshman out from Hermanson. Can you fill the fans in on her a little bit?
Yeah, Phoebe is, she's a freshman, like you said. She's done an outstanding job. She's definitely probably surpassed anything that I've kind of thought she would be at this point. She ran the Fresh Soft race over at Ames, and she placed 3rd for Fresh Soft. She placed in the top, 15 at our first meet, and we haven't had anybody place in the top 20 for quite a while, so... very pleased with her. She works hard, and that's great because all the other kids, see that she's working hard, and now they have somebody to chase.
Excellent, and it's always good. It doesn't matter what grade they're in, to have somebody that you mentioned at quarterback club, how they seem to follow her and get a little more intensified in their workouts because of her.
Exactly. She's only a freshman, but she can still be a leader in ways that she doesn't even know. I mean, if she's working hard and she's going out and pushing, the other kids are doing the same. A lot of kids don't want to lose out, or lose a spot to a freshman. So they're fighting as hard as they can just to, gain grounds on her.
And we're here at the track where you're practicing tonight. Do you always practice here? I know years ago they used to be out and practice in other areas, but do you run around town as well?
Yeah, we kind of mix it up. We'd like to be out at our course right now. We try to work or get out there twice a week, but with the rain, the course is just too wet right now. And then some days we're here. We don't do track workouts a lot. We usually, we'll put on miles out and we'll run around the community, but today we're doing a track workout.
Great. And now if you could just update us on the meets you've had so far, kind of where you've placed or finished, and what you have coming up then shortly after that in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we ran in our first meet with the early bird, and that was here at Marshalltown, and we placed 5th, and that's kind of exactly where I thought we would place. Had some really good competition. We had two to three teams that were rated. Kids ran well, and then we ran over in Ames last week. They had a 9th-10th division, a JV, and then they had a varsity, and so I chose to run our Fresh Soft kids at the Fresh Soft level just to see what they could do as far as, team-wise. And then, of course, I ran our JV kids, JV, and we only had 3 kids run varsity, so we didn't field an entire team. But this early right now, it was more about getting in a good workout and seeing what the kids can do. Competition was extremely tough at Ames. And then we've got a meet coming up that's at home Thursday, which a lot of people refer to as Little State because it's stacked with the best in Iowa. So it'll be great competition. If people want to come out and watch a good race, they should be there. But our kids will definitely have to run well.
And they'll definitely learn a lot competing against the best. That always helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, Phoebe and I kind of talk a little bit about where she needs to be as far as getting out. The first meet, I was like, you got to get out in the first, the top 20 or the top 10, and you need to stay there. So we'll kind of work through that before Thursday.
Okay, well, that was Stacy O'Hare, the head coach for the girls' cross-country team here at MHS, and we appreciate you being here with us and filling in the fans. Thank you.
No problem.
Try WHOTV.com. All righty, we are back at Leonard Cole Field. Our thanks to Stacy O'Hare for the visit this week. We are at halftime as Marshalltown leads Mason City 25-13. Halftime continues after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
We're at halftime. Marshalltown leading Mason City 25-13 here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB. Ken Hughey along with Ron Genap. Glad to have you along tonight. It's been an interesting first half for fans of both teams tonight, as both teams have shown some spurts of positivity, and both teams have had the lead at one point or other in the first half. Unfortunately for the home crowd here for the Bobcats, the Mason City Mohawks, who had yet to score any points yet this season, came out and they were scrappy and ready to go. After the first series, a punt was blocked by Mason City on behalf of the Bobcats. They ended up taking the ball into the end zone as quarterback Connor Dane hit Connor LaFrenz from 9 yards out. The point after failed, but Mason City not only had its first points of the season, they had their first lead of the game at 6-0. After the teams exchanged fumbles, in other words, Marshalltown fumbled, Mason City fumbled, Mason City got the ball back still in the first quarter. Chris Johnson went in from 31 yards out on a nice run for the Mohawk running back. And with the point after, Mason City all of a sudden had a 13-0 lead, and everybody on the Marshalltown side of the field was going, wait a minute, they haven't scored yet this year. What's going on with this? Mason City really came out, and as Ron mentioned a little bit ago, I think really had the Bobcats on their heels for a little bit, but things slowly started to change and started going Marshalltown's way as the Bobcats began to reassert themselves on the field. 7:52 to go in the second quarter. The Bobcats got on the board on a Derek Garth 9-yard run. The point after was no good, but the Bobcats were on the board, trailing Mason City 13-6. Then the Bobcats have had some really interesting plays on third and long and on fourth down here during the first half. They had a fourth and 14 from the Mason City 28. Smith went back to pass, Jacob Smith. And he was kind of running out of time, and he lofted one kind of down the middle of the field, and almost crawling on his knees, Jonathan Hernandez was able to get the ball, make the reception at the one-yard line for the first down. On the next play, Diorio took it into the end zone on the one-yard run. With the point after, it was 13-12 in favor of, I'm sorry, the point after failed, it was 13-12 Mason City. Then with 3:12 to go before halftime, after a Mason City fumble, Garth went in from 1 yard out. The point after failed. And Marshalltown had its first lead of the night at 19-12. I'm sorry, make that 18-13. Forgive me. I didn't write that down very well, Ron. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Mason City coughed the ball up. It was recovered by the Bobcats, and that led to a 10-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Smith to Jonathan Hernandez. The point after was good, and with that, Marshalltown went into the halftime with a 25-13 lead, and some pretty balanced offense for Marshalltown, especially in that second quarter, Rod.
You know, and Dava Pins being out tonight with some sort of knee injury, You know, I thought maybe that would affect them, the running game for Marshalltown. But as we've seen in the first two games of the year, the other running backs can pick it up, and they can get some yardage there even after contact. So, you know, we hope Gava is okay, and we'll see how that ends up. But our running backs have done a great job. I think our line has done a lot of good seal blocking there to get that enough gap for our running backs to be able to pick up the pace. And once we got a little bit of momentum going there, I think the Bobcats really felt hungry to try to get their third victory of the year.
Tell you what, DeOrio's continuing his path. He had, what, 100? And I got to check my stats here. I don't want to go off of this from memory. Now, if I can only find him on my my spotting charts, DeOrio had had a big game last week.
Yeah, I have him for the year, 25 rushes for 252 yards, averaging 10.1 a carry.
He had 180 or so last week, and he has 67 already tonight. Garth with 25, Hernandez with 32 yards rushing. Igerbrod with 15 yards reception. Of course, Hernandez with a 10-yard touchdown. Smith has passed for 88 yards, and it all adds up to a 25-13 lead for Marshalltown here as we get to the end of halftime. We'll be back with the third quarter kickoff and more action. You're listening to Marshalltown Bobcat Football on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts, and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
We're just about ready to start the third quarter. Both teams back on the field. Marshalltown with a 25-13 advantage over Mason City, and I do believe the Mohawks will receive the kickoff here to start the second half. Of course, the football doesn't stop when we are done with this broadcast tonight. We invite you to stay tuned at 10 o'clock for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show from 10 to 11:30 tonight, right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with the help from Kristen Colley and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
All right, Ordaz ready to kick it off for the Bobcats. The Mason City kick returner standing at about his 7, and here we go on News Talk 1230 KFJB, a line drive. Going to go into the end zone on one bounce. That's a touchback. Nothing doing for the returner, Eric Lensing. So Mason City will open the second half and the third quarter with a first and 10 on their own 20-yard line, trailing 25-13.
And to make sure old momentum stays on the Bobcat side here, you don't want the other team to get confidence coming out once you took the lead going into halftime. So we'll have to see how the Bobcat defense squares up against the Mohawk offense right here.
We'll see how the chess match at halftime matches up between Adam Goodman of Marshalltown and Matt Berkeley of Mason City. First man through on the handoff, pulling right ahead is Eddie Lara with the ball. He gets 6 or 7 on that play. We'll see where they spot the ball at the 27. That's a 7-yard gain. And that's not a bad way for Mason City to begin the second half. 7-yard gain, that'll bring up 2nd and 3 from the 27.
Ben Peterson, lineman for the Mohawks, slow getting up there. He's 300-pound sophomore, doing a good job inside, battling the Bobcats.
Connor Dalen, the sophomore, running the controls for Mason City. I think that was kind of dropped and then picked up, and I'm not sure what happened on that, but Mason City may have gotten enough on a little bit of a broken play for a first down, and they have.
The timing was bad, but the result was good for them.
So Dalen will give him 3 yards on that play. I think that's who it was. He has 16 yards rushing so far on the night on about 4 carries. So it's a 1st and 10 for Mason City at the 30-yard line, just underway. Third quarter, Marshalltown leading 25-13 over the Mohawks. Dalen, a man in motion in the backfield. He gives it to the first man through, and he is met and pushed back. Good defensive stand that time for the Bobcat.
No room to run that time.
That was Quintero. I'm sorry, Ron.
Oh, fine. Go ahead.
Quintero on the run. And it looks like they gave him about a yard and a half. We'll say 2 yards for Quintero. And it is 2nd and 8 from the 32 of Mason City. Crowd kind of quiet now, waiting to see how this third quarter starts for both teams.
Well, they're quiet because they had a second turkey tender.
Oh, and a nice play. Good block on the left side. Bursting through up the middle near first down yardage. And it will be first down yardage.
Did they give it to him?
I believe they did.
Yes, they did. Good call.
I didn't catch who the running back was on that play, but it was a gain of about 6. We'll give him a gain of 9 on the play. So it's 1st and 10 at the 41 for Mason City as they are moving the ball here to start the second half. First man right through,
that is
Mara again. He goes right up the middle and dives ahead for another 6 or 7 yards on the Bobcat defense.
Boy, they've come out the second half, already 6 plays in the drive, and they're going to be in their 6th play of the drive here and just decide they want to smash it against us.
Another 6 yards for Eddie Lara. That brings up 2nd and 4 from their own 47. Dolan hands it off. Tries to hand it off, and it's kind of going nowhere. There's a scrum in the middle of the field as they are falling forward. That looked like Quintero with the ball that time. He got a couple of yards. He's near midfield, but not quite. Ball's going to be placed on the 49. That's a gain of 2 for Joseph Quintero.
Yeah, he's a workhorse tonight. Nine rushes coming in, but tonight he's carried the ball quite a few times.
I've got him down 4 for 11. 3rd and 2. Hand off right up the middle and around a keeper around the corner in the left end into the secondary. Slide goes down on the play. We'll see what that penalty is as Dalen is down near the 35-yard line of Marshalltown. So we'll see what the flag says. And it's a face mask against Marshalltown.
Ooh. And Dalen had a good fake handoff that time. I thought the ball went up the middle. And he took off on a sprint around the left end.
So Dalen rushed for about 14 on that play, and then we're going to tack on some more yardage on the penalty. So Mason City moving the ball down the field. It's a 5-yard penalty on the Bobcats on the inadvertent face mask. And it'll be 1st and 10 for Mason City at the 31. First man through, met at the line of scrimmage, and got a yard or two on that play.
Better defense there. It was a team tackle there. We had 3 guys in there immediately when he took a half a step.
Quintero, the ball carrier that time for Mason City, and he got more than I thought he did. They gave him 4 yards on that one. It'll be 2nd and 6. The ball at the 27-yard line of Marshalltown. Mason City trying to put the first points on the board here in the third quarter, trailing Marshalltown by a dozen. Runner in motion, and now we've got an infraction, and it looks like it's going to be Marshalltown with encroachment, but we will wait and see, because there is a little bit of movement up there. Let's see. Dead ball foul, and it's offside encroachment against Marshalltown. The 5-yard penalty will move the ball closer to the Bobcat goal line for Mason City and set up a 2nd and 1 at the 22-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage, man in motion, first man through, gets it in there across the 20th, and let's see, he is pushed back, and we'll see if they give him enough forward progress. They do for the first down. I believe that was Quintero again. So Beals with the tackle. That's a gain of two, and it's a first down on the 20 now for Mason City. They are driving after starting this on their own 20. Dalen with the keeper, cuts up field, gets away from one tackle, loses the ball, it's on the ground, and Marshalltown has recovered.
Oh, boy, that was just a great drive, and he just couldn't finish that run there. Ball popped out, Bobcats recover.
So Dalen on the keeper went around the right side, tried to dive and get some extra yards down towards the five. The ball popped out, and Marshalltown was there to cover it up. And so the Bobcats get the ball back, keep Mason City off the board, and it's a first and 10 for Marshalltown deep in their own territory at the, excuse me there, at the 9-yard line. Jacob Smith under quarterback. And it's a delay, and it comes around in a big hole coming up to the 15-20 up near the 25-yard line. I don't know where Giorgio DiOrio came from out of that backfield, but he found a hole on the left side. Whoop. And DiOrio is, you know, finding and picking his spots very well. That's a 10-yard gain, and it's a first down for Marshalltown. 15-yard gain. Correct me on that. 15-yard game out to the 24. First and 10 for Marshalltown. That gets them out of the shadows of the goalpost. Smith hands it off to Garth. Garth working around the right, trying to get around the right side. Gets some running room, 25-30, up near the 35-yard line, pushed out of bounds.
Looks like another first down.
If he got up to the 34, it is. I think he may be just, well, they haven't decided. It looks like they're going to put it on the throw. Oh, they are going to give him the first down.
Tell you what, you run two plays, get two first downs. That's the way to answer a nice drive that Mason City had.
So a 10-yard game by Derek Garth. It's first and 10 on the 33 now for Marshalltown. They're on the Mason City 33. Marshalltown leading 25-13, 6:57 remaining here in the third quarter on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Smith under center. Takes it back, rolling out left all by himself. Wide open. Had a man open down the field, and Igebrod was the one he was looking for, and there was just some kind of slight communication, or I don't know if Igebrod kind of made a misstep there, but the ball fell harmlessly to the turf for an incompletion.
And give credit to the line again. Jacob had time to roll out and spot his receivers down the field. Just could not, like you said, could not connect. They weren't on the same page.
You know, Mason City has really keyed in on the running game of Marshalltown all game long, and that has given Smith the time when they get a good fake to be able to get some open field space in order to make a throw.
Good call.
That time, it just didn't work.
Good call, and those fakes are really good tonight, too.
Second and 10 for Marshalltown on their own 33. Gives it to the first man through Garth, busting through the middle, gets through into the secondary, gets up to about the 39-yard line. We'll see how much they give him, 5 or 6 on that. And it will bring up a third down play for Marshalltown. They're giving him to the 39-yard line, so that's a gain of 6. And that'll bring up 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4 on their own 39 for Marshalltown, leading 25-13 over Mason City at the 6:20 mark and counting. Third quarter, nice to have you with us tonight. Pretty nice night for football here in Marshalltown. Smith takes it, rolls right. Out into the flat, complete to Garth at midfield. He's at the 45-40, trying to get down the sidelines, right down from behind, up near the 31-yard line of Mason City.
Excellent play. Roll out by Jacob to his left, his strong side being a left-hander, and just kind of delay route across the middle and make that completion and a good block at the end by Igebrod there to springing for a 2 or 3 more yards.
So that's a 30-yard gain on the play for Marshalltown on the Smith to Garth pass. It's a 1st and 10 in Mason City territory at the 31-yard line for Marshalltown. Smith gives it to Carson Beals. Beals works his way up, dives through, down near the 25-yard line to the 26.
Very good first down play.
They're going to mark it at the 27, a gain of 4. Now the clock has stopped, and there is a penalty flag on the field. Bobcats holding, so that erases the nice 4-yard gain that time by Carson Beals. So that 10-yard penalty will put the ball back at the 40-yard line. The Bobcats need to go to the 22, so it's going to be 3rd and 18 for Marshalltown. So we'll see what the Bobcats pull out of the hat this time. 3rd and 19. Smith gives it to DeOrio. Coming back, counterplay, up the right side, up the middle. A couple of men to beat, can't quite get there. And it looked like there was a fumble on the play. Let's see who came up with it. I think DeOrio may have gotten it back. He did, but he only got back about 8 or 9 yards that time. So it'll be 4th and long for Marshalltown here with 5, 10, and counting in the third quarter. They're going to give him 7 on the play, so I'm sorry, I don't know where we came up with 4th. I had 2nd down. Boy, did I get my downs messed up there. 2nd and 12, it's safe from the 33-yard line. So still plenty of operating room for the Bobcats. Smith gives it to DeOrio, bounces out to the left, trying to get around the corner. 25-20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 5, 5. Down Marshalltown.
What a move. At about the 3-yard line, he jab stepped to the left like he might go out of bounds and then cut it back to the right to gain those 3 extra yards to get in the end zone. Man, what a run.
Giorgio DeOrio from 33 yards out. First score of points here in the second half, and that puts Marshalltown up 31-13 with the point after to come. Ordaz on now for the extra point. Igabrod to hold. DeOrio, rather, kicking on the point after. The snap is down. The kick is up. It is short. No good, but DeOrio got the other 6 points. Those were the big ones. And with 4:38 to go here in the third quarter, Marshalltown has extended the lead to 31-13 here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
.438 to go, third quarter. Marshalltown has extended its lead to 31-13, Ron.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Ready for the kickoff. Ordaz boots it toward the left side into the end zone. Another touchback. That's the second time he's booted it into the end zone, so Mason City will take over first and 10 on its own 20, trailing 31-13, 4:38 to go, third quarter here at Leonard Cole Field. Reminder, next week the Bobcats will be on the road to take on the Little Cyclones in Ames. We will be there for the game. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame, right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
And in 2 weeks, the Bobcats play Ankeny Centennial. They're leading right now in the second quarter, 14-7 over Waterloo West.
All right, Connor Dalen up to the line of scrimmage. Mason City, first man through, got a big hole into the second. The ball is stripped and on the ground, and what a play that time. And I'll tell you what, that was all Justice Richardson. Richardson was about the last man that was going to be able to get the ball carrier. And he just reached out in the midst of the tackle and stripped the ball, fell on it. Marshalltown has it back on the 30-yard line of Mason City. And everything seemed to be going the Bobcats' way now here in the second half.
Well, Ken, 2 possessions in the third quarter, and you have 2 fumbles.
That can't be a good feeling at all on the Mohawk side of the field.
First and 10 Marshalltown from the 30-yard line. Trying to extend their lead even more. And it's a little dippity-doo play to Hernandez. He cuts through right side, 10-5 touchdown. Jonathan Hernandez.
Look at the Bobcat sideline, Ken. Everybody's excited. The crowd's up. The student section is going bananas. It's a beautiful night here for Bobcats here, coming live here in late in the second quarter and in the second half.
That was a little dipsy-doodle, two handoffs on that play. Smith, I think he handed it off to DiOrio, I believe, and then DiOrio handed it off to Richardson, who was coming from the left side, and he just cut up down the right sidelines, 30 yards for the touchdown. And now we're in for the extra point. Let's see. We're going to try and get the point after the kick is up. And is good. And that point after was booted by, I don't have a number 17. Yes, I do. I can, if I look on the right one, that was, no, I don't have a 17. Do you have a 17?
No, I don't have a 17.
Anyway, the point after was good. Marshalltown now leading 38-13. We are going to keep it right here.
Well, we got the point anyway. Good kick. I also have Ankeny at halftime leading Cedar Falls 7-0. West Des Moines Valley leading Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the first 7-0.
Yeah, we're all trying to figure out who number 17 is who kicked that extra point. I'm sorry, I was distracted. What's Ankeny doing now, or what'd you say that score was?
7-0 is all. Urbandale leads Des Moines Lincoln 21-20 in the second quarter. This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Powley and Five Star, your home team advantage.
The boot high and deep, taken at the nine. Fumbled that time by the receiver. Now he's trying to get up. He is stumbling over, and he is just buried by the Bobcats. And, oh, my goodness, Eric Lensing tried to catch that ball. He fumbled it, brought it up, and then he didn't know which way to go. He knew he didn't want to go backwards, but he didn't know which way to go. And the Bobcats converged on him. And it is first and 10, I think, for Mason City at its own 10-yard line.
I think he wished he'd have just fallen on it instead of getting drilled by the swarm, I'll tell you that.
Well, we talked at the beginning of the broadcast about that old mole run, and it has definitely been going Marshalltown's way since about 10 minutes to go in the second quarter.
It is, and the Mohawks are all on the sideline around the coaching staff, and I don't know what they're talking about, but they're not even coming out right now.
And the play clock is down to 5-4. I imagine they're waiting to call a timeout.
Yes, sir.
Which they do with 1 second left on the play clock. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Marshalltown 38, Mason City 13 on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
There is nothing more frustrating than when equipment in your home breaks down, except maybe the amount of money it costs for repairs or replacement. Pekin Insurance and your local agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, offer homeowners equipment breakdown coverage as an addition to your homeowner's policy. For just $20 more per year, you'll get extended coverage on your air conditioner, furnace, water heater, garage door opener, and more. Contact your local Pekin Insurance agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, at 641-752-5733 for more details.
4:18 to go, third quarter, Marshalltown 38-13 over Mason City. Don't forget, after the game, we anticipate a visit from head coach Adam Goodman of the Bobcats. Then at 10 o'clock tonight, the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show. All of the high school scores from around the state will get you updated on that beginning at 10 o'clock, continuing until 11:30 tonight right here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB. First and 10 at the 12 now for Mason City. They are trying to regroup all of a sudden down 38-13. Handoff into the middle of the line and maybe a yard or two that time. That looked like Jeff Scogan that time. Scogan got maybe one. Second down and 9 for Mason City. Jalen keeping it, coming to the right outside, gets through into the secondary. Nice tackle out there in the backfield that time. Igebrod with the tackle, but not until they got first down yardage, did Mason City, up past the 20-yard line, up to the 23-yard line, where Mason City will have it first and 10. Clock moving with 3:40 to go, third quarter, 38-13, Marshalltown leading Mason City. Connor Dalen looking over the offense. He gives it to the counter on that. That's coming through and kind of stumbling and bumbling, but staying on his feet out near the 35-yard line. That's Eric Lensing with the ball, and he is out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. That is enough for another first down. That's 13 yards on that play for Lensing.
And unofficially, I have them with six first downs in this third quarter with no points on the board.
Hand off to the first man through again, bowling their way. And I tell you what, they are pushing that line of scrimmage downfield as Mason City there inside the 40, out towards the 43-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 7.
Bobcats coaching staff sending players in and out and in and out, trying to get some fresh bodies out there.
Cale Johnson got about 7 on that run. That brings up second and three. Pitch back on the right side. Coming out to the right sidelines into the secondary. That is Logan Huang, it looked like. I take that back. That was Jeff Scogan with the ball carry that time. He is out to midfield, and that is another Mason City first down. So 5 yards on that carry by Scogan. They are at midfield, are the Mohawks with the first and 10, trying to claw their way back into this one with 2.5 left to go, third quarter. Back to pass is Dalen, back under the middle. Man, wide open down the middle, complete at the 30, inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Pretty nice little pass that time from Connor Dalen to Logan Huang, and it is good for 22 yards. Is that right? Yeah, 22 yards down to the 28-yard line of Marshalltown.
They had two receivers there run post route, both of them, and they weren't within 6 feet. They were within 6 feet of each other, but still were able to make the catch.
First and 10 from the 28 for Mason City. The ball handed off up the middle. That looked like Marcos Cervantes on the carry. He got maybe a yard or two. It'll bring up second and 9. We'll give Cervantes 1 on that one. They're getting a lot of folks are getting a touch of the ball for Mason City right now. I'm running out of room for running backs on my chart here.
Yeah.
Second and 8 from the 26 of Marshalltown. Mason City trying to get some points on here in the third quarter. Back to pass Dalen. He is looking. Fake starts to run it up the middle, and he is met by a plethora of Bobcats. Pretty good coverage that time by Marshalltown.
And very good coverage, and they only had three receivers go out. Nobody slipped out into the flat here for them. They might have had someone open had they done that. But good job by the Bobcat backfield. The defensive backs are doing a fine job. And
ball back to the 30 on a 4-yard loss that time as Dalen couldn't find anybody open and couldn't get a pass away.
Eddie Lara going out limping a little bit there after that particular hit.
Third and 12 now for Mason City.
Misdirection.
This time the Bobcats read it pretty well. That's been the kink in the Bobcat defense's armor is the misdirection. I do believe, I think that was Keller on the carry. I'm not sure. He got a couple of yards back, but that brings down fourth and 10 as they only got about 2 yards on that play. We're at half a minute to go here in the third quarter, and we'll see what Mason City does as the play clock winds down to 6:05 and the snap is off. Dalen fakes the rolling left being pursued. Gets out into the flat, looking for a receiver, got nowhere to throw it to, and he is swarmed back at the 35-yard line. And so on downs, Mason City will turn the ball over to the Bobcats. That was a loss of about 7 yards on that play as Connor rolled out to his left and just could not find anybody anywhere. It wasn't too long before the only company he had around him had those blue Bobcat uniforms
and
on.
There was one Mohawk out there to block for him, and there were four Bobcats there ready to take him down.
So Marshalltown takes over first and 10 on its own 35. 15 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 38-13, Marshalltown on top of Mason City. Gave the ball in the backfield, and let's see what happens here. There was a fumble on the play, and Mason City has recovered. Cervantes with the fumble recovery. I didn't see who had the ball. Nonetheless, all of a sudden, after a Bobcat stop, they cough the football up, and it goes back to Mason City, and Mason City has new life on the Marshalltown 32-yard line with 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Cervantes has come off the bench and really been around the ball a lot tonight.
Connor Dalen, the quarterback for the Mohawks. And we've got a whistle, and play is blown dead, so that usually indicates a procedure penalty against the offense, and that is certainly the case. So that'll bring the ball back 5 yards to the 36-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 for Mason City. 7.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We'll see what Mason City does on this first down play, as they have the ball again deep in Marshalltown territory. Hand off straight up the middle. Now Dalen with the keeper. He's around. He's done a good job with that ball fake. He faked it, and he went around left end, and he got it down to the left sideline and got quite a number of yards down there. And still time for another play here, as I think he went out of bounds. They're going to spot the ball at the 22-yard line. So that's a gain of about 8 for Connor Dalen.
Yeah, that was an excellent fake, Ken. Good call on that one. He had everybody fooled on the line for the Bobcats.
Up ahead, up the middle, Mason City ball carrier inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. That's Quintero, and that is where we end the third quarter. Mason City knocking on the door, trying to get some more points on the board. But after three, it's Marshalltown 38, Mason City 13 on News Talk 1230, KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Penn's Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Penn's Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pens guys.
We like to be in control. Control of our finances is important. United Bank and Trust makes it easy to have instant access to your financial information with mobile banking. Mobile banking from United Bank and Trust lets you check balances and transactions, transfer funds, view account information, and much more. Download the United Bank and Trust app today to take control of your finances. For more information, visit United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown or go to ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
12 minutes to go in this game in regulation. Marshalltown with a 38-13 lead over Mason City. 15-yard run to end the third quarter by Joseph Quintero of Mason City. Gives Mason City first and goal from the Marshalltown 6. Smith hands it off to the first man through. That is Quintero. He dives ahead down to about the 3. So he gets halfway to the goal line. It'll bring up second and goal. Excuse me.
First quarter score, West Marshall leading Denver 7-0.
Second and 3. Second and goal from the 3 for Mason City. Gives it to the first man through. Doesn't quite get into the end zone. That may have been Drumheller. I'm not sure. Now we got a flag down. We got three of them down.
Boy, this is pretty deep in the end zone, too, after the play.
So let's see what that is. Is it Mason City? Personal foul against Mason City. That is not where you want to have a personal foul call. I don't care what team you're on.
Exactly.
So that will give the Bobcats some breathing room. Must have been pretty obvious because three officials threw flags at the same time on that one.
Exactly.
That'll be a 15-yard penalty. It'll move the ball out to the 17-yard line where it will be second and goal from the 17. All right, here we go. Up to the line of scrimmage comes Connor Dalen. Man in motion. Dalen drops back to pass, looking for somebody. Pursued by the Marshalltown Bobcats. Gets away, gets into the 10. Tackled down inside the 8-yard line that time by Jonathan Hernandez. But Dalen escaped a little bit of tragedy there a couple of times and made some good yardage out of that from the 17 down to the 8. That's a gain of 9.
Yeah, a couple arm tackles that time, and Dalen was able to strip himself away from them and pick up that extra, 9 or 10 yards there. Third and goal now.
They put it on the 8-yard line. Third down and 8 to go for Mason City. Clock running, 10:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 38-13, the Bobcats with the advantage. And now there's confusion as to what Mason City is going to do. So instead, they call a timeout. 10:35 to go, fourth quarter. 38-13, Mason City over Marshalltown. We're back on News Talk 1230 KFJB right after.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
We are back at Leonard Cole Field, 38-13. Marshalltown leads, 10:35 to go in the ball game. Mason City looking at a fourth and goal from the 8-yard line.
Another score update for you here. Grinnell ahead of ADM, 12-9 in the second quarter.
All righty. Of course, all the scores coming up on the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show at 10 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KFJB. Fourth and 8, Dalen up to the line of scrimmage. He's fading back to pass. He's looking into the end zone. It goes, and it is incomplete. No flags on the play. Marshalltown holds and will take over the ball with 10.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. That was just one of those plays. Connor Dalen had the protection. He had the time. He had a couple of receivers in the end zone. There was some pretty decent coverage by the Bobcats, but just wasn't a connection to be made.
Yes, and, he dropped back, and he had enough time, like you said. They just could not connect.
So Marshalltown takes the ball over on its own 8-yard line, leading 38-13. Jacob Smith at the controls. He's going to hand it off to Garth, and he is met immediately.
There's going to be a big loss on that one.
That was a big play by big number 99, Sebastian Brock. He got in there, and it's a loss of 3 that time for Garth. And there just wasn't a whole lot Derek could do about it that time.
Exactly.
So that'll make it 2nd and 13 from the 5-yard line. Bobcats really don't want to go too much further backwards, I don't think, at this point, in the shadow of the goalpost, their own goalpost. Hands it off to Garth. Garth brings it up the middle, off the left side, gets back out to the 10-yard line, gets about 5 yards on that play. So he gets the 3 he just lost back, plus a couple of more.
Boy, and he
brings it out to the 10-yard line.
And he was a half a step from breaking a big one there, too, Ken.
It'll be 3rd and 8 now for Marshalltown. Clock continues to move, 9.5 to go here in the game. just a nice night out. Not much breeze right at the moment. It's 65 degrees at game time. Just a really nice night. Smith rolling out to his left, looking out in the flat. It is complete at the 20, making the move to the 25, up to the 30, where he is pulled down that time. That was Garth that time out of the backfield. Garth brought it all the way out to the 30-yard line. That's a 20-yard gain for Derek Garth and a first down for Marshalltown.
Excellent time again. Jacob had time to roll out to his left and get his feet set there and get his shoulder squared the way he wanted to and released it. And a nice catch and a few yards after the catch as well.
138 yards unofficially passing so far tonight by Jacob Smith, according to my imprecise calculations. First and 10 on the 30 for Marshalltown, gives it to the second man through, and he is met by the Mason City. Good job that time by the front four of Mason City, pushing DiOrio, I believe it was. Carson Beals on the carry that time. He didn't have much room to go anywhere. Carson lost a yard, and that'll bring up second and 11. The ball on the 29-yard line. Clock continues to move, which is really what Marshalltown really wants to do right now, is keep that clock moving with the 38-13 advantage, trying to go to 3-0 on the year.
See a lot of Mohawks with their hands on their hips.
Smith takes the snap. Hands it off to the first man through, and there's not much there. I believe that was Garth. And a fumble on the way. Where did that come from? It came out. Mason City has recovered, and so the Bobcats turn it over. Just when they seem to be getting a little bit of momentum and controlling things, the Bobcats fumble. And the Mason City takes over on the 29-yard line. 29-yard line. 7:55 to go, fourth quarter. First and 10 for Mason City. First man through bursts up to the just off the right side of the center. Gets about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
They like to run that play. That was who?
I didn't Simmers, I believe it was.
They run. That's their basic set, and they run that play. They run it the whole ball game here, even being down this much.
They got five on that one. It'll be second and five from the 25. On the keeper, Connor Dalen around the right side. He gets another two or three. Colton Grimm on the tackle that time for the Bobcats. He got maybe a yard. Let's give him two on that one. I'm feeling generous.
Oh, right, you're now a nice guy.
Right about now. So it'll be third and three for Mason City at the 22-yard line. Trying to take advantage of the turnover and trying to get some more points on the board. Mason City hasn't scored since the first quarter. Dalen looking over, tight formation, man in motion in the backfield, ball is dropped, Dalen picks it up, moves it forward, maybe got a yard, but nowhere near enough for a first down. Did they grease those balls tonight before the game, Ron?
I don't know. Is the humidity coming out of the ground there making everything wet? I can't tell.
So they're going to give Connor Dalen a yard advantage on that one. So it'll be fourth and two for Mason City. Fourth and two from the 21-yard line of Marshalltown. 6:05 to go here in the game. First down yardage as the ball runner stretches it straight up the middle. Gets down near the 15-yard line, and that will be a Mason City first down. That was Cole Johnson on the carry.
Fifth play of the drive there, getting their first down. And, after that turnover, you think they might try to pop one deep there or do something a little exotic, but they didn't. They just smash-mouthed it up the middle.
First and 10 on the Marshalltown 16 for Mason City. Dalen pitches it out to the left, and he just met in the backfield back there by the Bobcats. I believe that was Will Van Buren.
I think you're right. Yes, it was.
Nope, they're giving it to Beals. 40, 80, I had the zero right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a loss of five on the play. Butch Bear says it's a loss of six, so since he controls the scoreboard, we'll go with him. It's second and 16 from the 22. And we've got a whistle on the play, blown dead. That usually indicates a miscue on the part of the offense. And that is indeed the case, the illegal procedure. That will back up Mason City another 5 yards. That will bring the ball back out to the 27-yard line. And now we're looking at second down and about, is that half a mile? Second down and 21 for Mason City. 5:05 and counting here in the game. Keeps the ball. I want to call him Beal. It's Dalen with the ball. Tries to counter it and go over the right side. He got a couple of yards out of that. Down to the 25-yard line. We'll give him two on that one. That's going to bring up a nice long third down play for Mason City. Third and 19 from the 25 of Marshalltown. First man through, met at the line of scrimmage, and we have about seven Bobcats piling on that time to the ball carrier.
And there's their favorite play, dive right up the middle.
That was Mac Kaler, I think, number 35 on the carry that time for Mason City, and he got absolutely zippity-doo-dah out of that. And that'll bring up fourth and 19 for the Bobcats. 4 minutes to go for the Bobcat defense. Fourth and 19 for the Mason City offense. Donner drops back to pass out into the flat. Almost intercepted. Just out of the reach by the Bobcat defender. I'm trying to get the number on that. That looks like it was Justice Richardson. But the ball fell to the ground incomplete. And Mason City turns the ball over on downs, and Marshalltown has it. 3:52 to go in the game and a 25-point lead. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to give them they've won half the game so far, so they're 2.5-0 right now with 3:52 to go. I don't want to – stranger things have happened, but it looks like the Bobcats are in control.
West Des Moines Valley leading Cedar Rapids Kennedy at halftime, 21-0.
3:52 to go in the game, 38-13. Marshalltown leading Mason City, first and 10 on their own 25 for Marshalltown. Jacob Smith hands it off to Richardson coming in. He bursts through the 30 up to near the 33-yard line. He's going to get 7 or 8 on that play. Nice first down run by Jonathan Hernandez. Did I say Richardson?
Yes.
I meant Hernandez. My apologies there. Jonathan Hernandez gets 8 on that play. It'll bring up 2nd and 2. 33-yard line is where the ball lies. 3:23 and counting. Marshalltown going to go to 3-0 for the first time since 2011. Smith kind of being pushed back, tries to pitch it out there. It's incomplete and short. That was kind of a strange play. I'm not sure everybody was on the same page on that one because Smith started to roll out. We have a Mason City player down on the field back at the 20-yard line. He was chasing Jacob Smith, but Smith was kind of bumped by one of his own running backs as he tried to go back, and then he rolled out to his left and kind of a broken play, and he got the play out into the left flat, the pass, but it fell incomplete. 3:07 to go. We have an injury timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. Marshalltown 38-13 over Mason City on News Talk 1230 KFJ.
You're an empty nester closing in on that retirement property. Chances are your plans didn't include mom moving in, but life happens and you do the right thing. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement means caring for yourself and a loved one, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real?
Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah, of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts, and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Marco Cervantes up to the sideline. Bobcats at the line of scrimmage. Third and two. And Marshalltown gets the first down on a run by Derek Garth. He gets about 5 yards, and it's another first down for Marshalltown. Out to the 37-yard line. We'll give Garth 4 yards on that. I'll tell you what, he has handed the ball quite a bit. I have that down as his 19th carry of the night.
And he deserves having it because he runs hard every play.
First and 10 for Marshalltown on its own 37-yard line. Trying to run out the clock. Second man through. That is Giorgio DiOrio. He gets away from one. Well, let's see. His knee came down. He was trying to maintain his balance, but his knee hit the turf at about the 40. So a lot of work for about 3 yards, but DiOrio gets it, and it'll bring up second down. 2:20, the clock moving towards the end of this game. Marshalltown going to 3-0 on the season. Mason City will fall to 0-3. It'll be a 2nd and 7 for Marshalltown. Don't forget to stick around after the game. We will recap it, talk about some of the other scores in the area, some stats, and visit with Bobcat head coach Adam Goodwin. Smith. Hands it again to DiOrio, goes straight off the right side of the line, bulls his way up near the 44-yard line before he is pushed down, and now we've got a flag down on the field, and I think this one's going to go against Marshalltown. Personal foul, it is against Marshalltown. So that will negate the run. And Adam Goodwin is questioning what happened, and the referee is being really demonstrative with Coach Goodwin, is trying to explain what happened. He's telling him, get back on the sideline, Coach. Personal foul against Marshalltown. That'll set the ball back probably 15 yards. From the spot of the, they're going to mark it off. Yeah, 15 yards on the penalty. That will bring the ball back to the 29-yard line of Marshalltown. And that will bring up 2nd down and a whole bunch for Marshalltown at the 29-yard line, about 18. On the end around, Jonathan Hernandez gets it back and then some. 40, 45, 50, trying to get down the sideline. He's got the edge. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Marshalltown.
Oh, baby. He turned that corner and shifted into 5th gear.
71-yard touchdown run for Jonathan Hernandez, and that will be, I'm sure, the icing on the cake for the Bobcats in their 3rd win of the year. Just a little end around, and Jonathan Hernandez found a seam, moved out to the far sideline, and then he put the jets on, and he was going, and he went it all. 71 yards for the touchdown. It's now 44-13 with the point after coming. Snap down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:32 to go. It is now 45-13. Marshalltown back for the final 92 seconds right here on Newstalk 1230 KFJD.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Back at Leonard Coldfield, another Bobcat kickoff coming up.
This kickoff is being brought to you by five-star real estate group Kristen Colley and her five-star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Some of the fans heading for the exits as they leave tonight. They will be offered a KFJB Kicks 101 Sportsbook. Kyle Martin is out there hoping to hand them out. And so the sportsbook's going out into wider circulation. Be looking at that at your favorite place anywhere and everywhere around central Iowa.
And I bet you Kyle's combing his hair right now.
I'm sure he is, and I'm still trying to figure out why. Here's the kickoff to Mason City. Comes down at the 15. The ball is dropped there. It's picked up by the Mason City kick returner, and this time it was Quintero. And he was trying to make a little running shoestring catch as he was coming up, and he got the shoestring but left the ball back at the 15-yard line, picked it up, got five more yards out of it, and it'll be first down and 10 on their own 20 for Mason City with a minute 27 to go.
Kind of a bunch of players hanging their heads over on the Mason City sideline now. They're going to go 0-3. On the season so far.
And we've got a whistle as the ball is snapped and the play is blown dead. And again, that usually indicates an offensive misstep, and that's exactly what it is. So it's another penalty for Mason City. Not that they have had all that many. I mean, certainly haven't seen anything like we saw in our first game of the year with Des Moines North.
Absolutely not.
But that moves the ball back 5 yards to the 15-yard line of Mason City. It'll bring up first and 15. Clock never really got a chance to start on that call. Minute 27 left. Connor Dalen up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to hand it off to the first man through, and he's bullying his way and trying to push his way and get a couple of yards out of it. As the Bobcats bring him down. That looked like Cale Johnson, the ball carrier that time, and he got couple of yards on that one. It'll be second and 13.
Score update, Dowling Catholic leading Johnston 20-0 in the third quarter.
Hand off for Mason City, coming off to the left side, gets out to the 20-yard line, gets another 3 yards that time. That was Cale Johnson again, so he got three more. That'll bring up third and 10. As the clock winds down towards half a minute to go in the game, 30 seconds to go in this one. It will be third and 10 from the 20-yard line for Mason City. I think, obviously, Mason City just trying to run out the clock and trying to get back up on the road. Dalen tries to keep it getting outside. He is caught and spun down that time by the Bobcats. That was Patrick Landeros, who brought him down back behind the line of scrimmage. And that is going to be the last play of the game as the clock ticks down to 0-0. And Marshalltown goes to 3-0 on the year. The fans giving the Bobcats a big round of applause as Marshalltown defeats Mason City 45-13. We'll come back with the post game. Anticipate a visit from head coach Adam Goodman. Have a recap and more. Again, Marshalltown 45, Mason City 13. You're listening to Bobcat Football on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Buying insurance is confusing, and making the appropriate choices can be overwhelming. With Chase Insurance in Marshalltown, your local Pekin Insurance agency, you'll find professionals who are highly qualified to assist you in finding the right insurance coverages for your individual needs and budget. Whether you need life, health, auto, home, or business insurance, call the knowledgeable experts at Chase Insurance at 641-752-5733. Pekin Insurance Agency, for the security and peace of mind that you deserve. Going beyond the expected for you.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Pence Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Pence Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pence guys.
Back at Leonard Coldfield, 3-0 are the Bobcats for the first time in several years as Mason City goes down at the hands of the Bobcats, 45-13. The score sounds like it was a cakewalk for Marshalltown, but it really was not, Ron.
No, it was a battle, and I thought the Mohawks came in here being 0-2, they came in and played extremely well from their first kickoff, and the Bobcats had to buckle down and settle down and decide to get to their game plan, which they did. And when they did run their game plan and their basic set offense and got their defense back on track, then everything worked out fine. But, they held the Mohawks scoreless there for a long, long period of time tonight, and Mohawks got on the board, but they did. They battled hard at the beginning of the game, and the Bobcats prevailed by coming back and getting back to the basics of what they've been taught by the coaching staff.
And our postgame report is brought to you in part by Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown. Going beyond the expected for all your insurance needs, count on Chase Insurance. Talk to Roger or Tammy today. We're coming back with more postgame after this on News Talk 1230. KFJB.
There is nothing more frustrating than when equipment in your home breaks down, except maybe the amount of money it costs for repairs or replacement. Pekin Insurance and your local agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, offer homeowners equipment breakdown coverage as an addition to your homeowner's policy. For just $20 more per year, you'll get extended coverage on your air conditioner, furnace, water heater, garage door opener, and more. Contact your local Pekin Insurance agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, at 641-752-5733 for more details.
For automotive care with peace of mind, see McAtee Tire and Service Center. You can rely on their ASC-certified technicians for service that includes complete oil changes, transmission, brakes, air conditioning, suspension, as well as inspections, tune-ups, and most repairs, plus trusted Goodyear tires. You have enough to worry about. Let McAtee Tire and Service Center take care of the service and maintenance of your vehicle. McAtee Tire and Service Center, East Lynn Street in Marshalltown.
Serious freedom. Goodyear.
Ken Hugie back at Leonard Coldfield along with Ron Genap as the Bobcats win it over Mason City 45-13. Don't forget the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show coming up in about 34 minutes right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Let's take a look at the scoring. Mason City came in, hadn't scored a point in two games, and they came out and they jumped out on the Bobcats in the first quarter after the Bobcats had a punt blocked. Danny Connor hit LaFrenz from 9 yards out. The touchdown made it 6-0. The point after was no good. Then there was a fumble, and then another fumble, and then Cale Johnson for Mason City took the ball in on a nice run from 31 yards out. The point after kick was good. And all of a sudden in the first quarter, Mason City had a 13-0 lead, and I think the Bobcat fans were a little bit stunned, like, but where did these guys in the white uniforms come from? But as the first half progressed, Marshalltown began to assert itself over Mason City. First score game with 7:52 to go in the second quarter. Derek Garth went in from 9 yards out. The point after failed, but the Bobcats were on the board, trailing 13-6. Then later in the second quarter, Giorgio DiOrio went in from a yard out. The point after failed. That made it 13-10, but the real play of that drive was when on 4th and 14 from the 28, Jacob Smith was able to hook up with Jonathan Hernandez down at the one-yard line, and it was just really one of those plays you had to see to believe, because Smith was running out of time, and he lofted it down to the middle of the field, and I really think that Jonathan Hernandez was on his knees and kind of crawling for it. He got the ball before it hit the ground for the touchdown. Garth took it over a play later, and the Bobcats were within one at 13-12. Then with 3:10 left,